SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The winter storm that has spread heavy snow and ice from the southwest to New England, knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of utility customers, has also left roads impassable and has canceled or delayed almost 4,400 flights so far today. And now bitter cold has settled in, including in New York, where Kathy Hochul is governor.
Records in the state have been shattered. Shocking reports out of Watertown. Actual temperature in Watertown was minus 34 and minus 49 in Copenhagen.
The storm is blamed for at least 13 deaths. We don't know the status of the eight people on board a private plane, a business jet that crashed last evening on takeoff from an airport in Bangor, Maine. The crash closed the airport. The FAA, the NTSB are investigating. The bitter cold is not keeping anti-ICE demonstrators from hitting the streets of Minneapolis. The fatal shooting of an armed man by a federal agent has further enraged the protesters. President Trump is speaking out.
In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Mr. Trump struck a slightly more conciliatory tone over the killing of Alex Pretty, twice declining to say that the border agent who killed him had acted appropriately, instead stressing that the administration was reviewing the incident. Amid signs he could be looking for a political way through the crisis, public opinion polling may be weighing on the White House, with some research suggesting a growing minority of Trump voters see the ICE raids as too aggressive in nature.
The BBC's Tom Bateman in Minneapolis. The Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots will face off in Super Bowl 60 at Levi's Stadium, Santa Clara, California next month. It's a rematch of the 2015 Super Bowl contest. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 35 points, NASDAQ futures off 84. This is SRN News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven you can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
And retreats in your...
Good morning. It's 6:03. You're on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right. Here it is. If you're ready to go and you need to go outside, you might get to the interstate. Here's the problem. Getting out of your neighborhood is going to be the problem. Getting off the side street is going to be a problem. There are lanes open on the Beltway. The plows have done a good job on the major interstates for the most part, and they have it pretty much wall to wall. There are some areas where it's narrowed down just because the plows and the salt trucks are still working. So, again, if you have to go, you have to take your time. There's a lot of problem areas. Just looked at the Bay Bridge. It is open. I see traffic westbound taking its time. Traffic eastbound almost non-existent right now. And the problem here, not exactly sure what's happening here in the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They're saying it's emergency road work, whatever it is. The right tunnel, southbound 95, is closed and has not really been treated. So the left tube is open. There's no traffic to worry about. So there are no backups. It's not going to be the regular rush hour. Take your time. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Definitely an icy start to your Monday morning. We are weather alert again, not only today, but also on Tuesday for dangerously cold temperatures as more Arctic air filters in. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
18 degrees in Perry Hall and 15 in Randallstown. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A slew of schools and local offices are closed throughout the state. Anne Arundel County Government, Senior Activity Centers, and Anne Arundel County Public Schools are closed. Baltimore City Community College closed. Baltimore City Circuit and District Court are closed. Baltimore County Schools are closed today and Tuesday. Carroll County Government, Health Department, and Carroll County Schools are closed. CCBC, all campuses are closed today, virtual only. Cecil County Schools are closed. Harford Community College, Harford County Government, and Harford County Public Library and schools are closed today and Tuesday. Notre Dame of Maryland University closed today. Roland Park Country School closed. Towson University is closed today and is scheduled to reopen at 8 a.m. on Wednesday. And Towson University, the Northeast campus, is closed. And University of Baltimore is closed. The MTA is implementing widespread service changes today as winter storms impact the state. Local bus service is limited to CityLink routes, while the MARC train and all commuter bus routes are suspended. Metro subway and light rail service continues on regular weekday schedules, with delays possible due to staffing. It's 6:06, and Gary Stein on sports is coming up next.
Tired of feeling worn out halfway through your workout? Or exhausted before the day even begins? If staying active matters to you, fuel your body with Rescue Orasine. Most people don't realize your body runs on ATP, the natural energy that powers every muscle, every heartbeat, every step. But as we age, ATP production slows down, taking stamina and endurance with it. That's where Rescue Orasine comes in. This cutting-edge formula with research-backed ingredients supports ATP production at the cellular level, so you can keep moving, keep your heart pumping, and keep doing what you love every day without jitters or crashes. Just use the code MYENERGY to buy one, get one free today at res-q.com or call Rescue Product Consultants at 1-800-26-ALIVE. Don't miss out. Again, that's 1-800-262-5483 or online res-q.com to get your second bottle of Rescue Orasine for free with the code MYENERGY at checkout. Again, that's res-q.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, neither rain nor snow will stop Jesse Minter from doing his job. The Ravens head coach in the process of hiring his coordinators as we speak, with Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Brady, the front runners on the offensive side. As for defense, some jobs have already been filled. Notre Dame defensive backs coach Mike Mickens is leaving for a job on Minter's staff with the Ravens. Mainstay of the Irish staff under Marcus Freeman, Mickens was the primary architect of arguably the nation's best secondary last year in the college ranks. The job for Mickens, however, is unspecified. As for defensive coordinator, rumored to be leaning towards Steve Klinkscales, who's been coaching under Minter and Jim Harbaugh since 2021, serving as the Chargers secondary coach and having previously worked as co-defensive coordinator at the University of Michigan. If the Chargers do not allow Klinkscale to leave, other potential names include current Chargers defensive line coach Mike Elston. Additionally, reports suggesting that former Ravens safety Tony Jefferson, who played under Minter in L.A., could also be a candidate to return to Baltimore as either a coach or a player. The Ravens have also requested to speak with Joe Cullen, who served as the Ravens defensive line coach from 2016 to 2020. Super Bowl 60 is now set. The Patriots in the snow yesterday, slip and slide past the Broncos, 10-7 was the final. Wonder if the great Bill Belichick watched that game. And the Seahawks in the NFC, 31-27 winners over the Rams. Wonder how Ravens fans feel this morning watching their former defensive coordinator, a guy many wanted to keep 2 years ago, Mike McDonald, going to the Super Bowl in neon green in just his second year. Coming up in 30 minutes, more on the Ravens coaching search, this time preparing for the offensive side. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680. your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
At the top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. I'm Sean Casey on this snowbound Monday morning, January the 26th, 2026. And coming up on the program in this hour, a Real America's Voice reporter chased from the Enoch Pratt Free Library thanks to the intolerant left. Let's take a look at Maryland Democrats slamming ICE and federal agents, as they are wont to do. And it is now time, our top story, time for our President of the United States to invoke the Insurrection Act in Minnesota based on the events that are happening there. But sorry, we can't be in studio today. But as you now know, the storm which dumped in my area, I'm right on the edge of Owings Mills in Reisterstown, about 10 inches, and I do have a four-wheel drive, and if it was just the snow, there'd be no problem. But then we had a bunch of sleet and ice that was dumped on the area. And it's a sheet of ice out there, and even four-wheel drives don't do well in ice. The problem is, for me, is that my neighborhood, my streets in Baltimore County have not been touched. I have not seen a single plow move through the area in the last 24 to 36 hours. Now, I understand they are overwhelmed. I understand that there's a lot of roads and square mileage in Baltimore County that they need to tend to, and got to make sure the hospitals and first responders can get out. I get all that. I'm just wondering, is it fair to ask on the amount of property taxes that we pay in Baltimore County and whatever county that you happen to be living in the state of Maryland, is this the level of service that we can expect? Not even a, look, I just a single path, that's all you need. Yeah, I'm not asking people to dump and remove snow from every street. Just, you know, one single plow, one single path so people can get out to the side streets. You know, as we just heard from Chuck Whitaker moments ago, it seems like the interstates and the major thoroughfares have done a good job. The state crews seem to have been doing a good job. I just wondering what's going on in Baltimore County. I'm wondering if you're having the same reaction where you are in your county, whether it's Harford or Carroll, Frederick, Anne Arundel, Baltimore City. I do know that there are some snow emergency routes in which people are supposed to remove their vehicles. They don't, and that causes a problem. And then there's a lot of people that try to get out of their side streets, and then they get stuck. And now you got to call tow trucks and stuff to come in, and that kind of delays the whole proceeding as well. So that's the reason why we're not in studio today. We are using our podcasting equipment to connect to the station and make sure that you can hear the show this morning. So that's where we are, and I don't think we're going to be taking many calls this morning, but you can certainly try to email us or use the mobile app to text in the show if you'd like as well. It's 6:13, time for WCBM traffic and weather on the threes, and once again, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Listen, you don't live that far away. You could have walked.
Yeah, I mean, I do live about 7 to 8 miles.
So all right. You should have started around 1 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
Bring your suitcase.
Listen, I just I want to see you in your shorts when it's like 40 degrees again in Brooksville.
It's 74 degrees where I'm sitting right now.
Oh, stop.
It's 20 degrees here, and it was an awful weekend. But
here's the deal, and this is why a lot of the, and it happens all the time. I've seen this how many years. The plows and the salt trucks are still out there because there are still limited lanes on some of these roads. The BW Parkway only has the right lane open. This is at Route 100. They plowed the left-hand lane, but you can't drive in it because only half of it is open. So the shoulder areas on the Beltway and on the interstates still have to be plowed. If you had a problem where you had to get to the shoulder of the roadway, you can't do it. You can't even get off the roadway. And you know now with this crusting, it's like an iceberg sitting there. So what are you going to do? You can't just drive up on top of the damn thing. So there's a lot of issues still, even though they've made progress. If you have to go and you have to get on the interstate, some of the commercial drivers around out there and they're moving their products, there's not a lot of traffic, and you really just have to go and you see maybe just one lane. That's it. So you know they're still dealing with this, the salt trucks and the plows all the way around. Looked at some of the side roads and some of the main roads up in Harford County, still snow-covered. They've been plowed, but the road is not completely clear, still very icy. It's still 20 degrees. So we still have to deal with that. So this stuff is all crusted over, and it's still a big problem. So the traffic that's out there, got to leave a lot of space, got to take your time. The one issue at the tunnel right now, the right tube is closed. They're doing some work in there. The roadway is completely iced over in the right tube. So only the left tunnel is open, but there's no traffic, so there's not a backup. I just want to give you the heads up for that. Sean, back to you.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, it is shaping up to be more Arctic air coming in. So if you thought it was cold already, get prepared because it's going to be a lot colder for the rest of the week. In fact, I don't think we warm up until next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow. So but the good news is we're not expecting any more precipitation until maybe Saturday or Sunday. Here we go again. And right now it's 20 degrees in Baltimore. And let's do some one-liner news for you here today. Massive snow and ice storm has pummeled some 230 million Americans. Meanwhile, all 340 million Americans were pummeled by the hype on the news. So, in fact, they say it's the largest ice warning since Minneapolis. the latest trend in recreation is called a skillcation. You ever heard of this?
A who?
Vacationers. A skillcation. Vacationers
travel
to pick up new abilities such as making sourdough bread, photography, falconry, or mahjong. But Chuck, you've been doing this for a year. If you consider getting drunk on the beach and passing out a blanket, a skill. In which you've excelled at for years.
I was at the beach one time. I had a Hershey bar in my back pocket.
Oh, man.
And I thought, what the hell just happened to me?
The Washington Compost has canceled its plans to cover the upcoming Winter Olympics. Now, they're going downhill faster than the skiers. They're not going to be reporting on it. That's a first. Melania, the documentary about the First Lady, debuts in theaters this coming weekend. We understand next year, Michelle, a film about Michelle Mabelle Obama. It's been categorized as a horror show, though.
Young children.
Scientists continue to reassess bovine intelligence after video evidence shows a cow in Austria using a tool, a broom, to scratch itself in hard-to-reach places.
I saw that.
Chuck does that.
To shovel the ice here in front of my house. I tried to get out yesterday, and after the sleet, my neighbor, my good friend, he bought a snowblower over. We got all the snow cleared, and then, of course, the ice came. And then the only thing worse than two wheels spinning on ice are four wheels spinning on ice. It's just crazy. Maggie, you have any school announcements or major announcements for us here this morning?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Let's see. We got the whole list here right in front of me. Obviously, Baltimore County, all offices and county schools closed. Anne Arundel County government, public schools, they are closed. And the City Community College is closed today. Other than Baltimore County, we got a whole list of others, including Carroll County. Government offices closed, health department closed, schools closed. CCBC, all campuses closed. Cecil County closed. Harford Community College, local government, public library, and Harford County schools are closed today and tomorrow. At Notre Dame University, they're closed today. Towson University closed and reopening at 8 a.m. on Wednesday. And the Northeast campus for Towson University is closed. And University of Baltimore closed today. So that pretty much...
Here's my question. Based on the temperatures, we're not going to be getting a lot of, sun. Well, maybe the sun melts a little bit of it, but it's going to refreeze. These temperatures are going to be well below freezing.
I don't think it can ever melt. That's the problem. It's like stuck until next weekend, apparently.
The salt only works to what? The salt works to 20 degrees. And
20
they gotta
degrees,
spray that liquid magnesium or something.
Right.
But I'm wondering if the schools are even going to be open the rest of the week.
Right. And so far, we only have a few of them that have reported through Tuesday. Got to look through my list here. Harford County schools are closed today and tomorrow. They've already made that aware. But nobody's talked about tomorrow just yet. Like I said, the only county school system that is reported in as closed tomorrow is Harford County. Harford County right. schools are closed tomorrow as well, obviously today and tomorrow.
And then the problem is a lot of the school bus routes in the rural areas are on side streets.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And if you can't get the bus in there, then they're not going anyplace.
And I don't even know what they've done out my way.
Right.
In my neighborhood, you can't get anything through right now.
Just to give you an idea, the BW Parkway, I'm looking at the ramp here, northbound at 197, that exit ramp is completely snow-covered. Has not been plowed, and the parkway northbound is one lane open, and that's it. So there's a lot of work for the state highway crews they still have to do. It's going to take a while.
It is going to take a long while. And I saw that there's Charlie Gisler, State Highway, coming up in about 4 or 5 minutes. But Chris Papps at Fox 45 posted a picture of Beaver Dam Road this morning. It's snowpacked. It's covered.
Yikes.
Yeah, if it's not plowed, and now they've driven on it, now it's become
worse.
Packed. It's just packed straight down, frozen.
Like driving on an Eskimo pie.
Yeah. The only thing that works in this kind of weather is you put the chains on. I haven't had to use a set of chains on tires in probably 25 years.
At least. Yeah. This is going to be a 2-3 day event, that's for sure.
Speaking of chains, Chuck, today's National Spouses Day, so I'm glad that you're able to get your ball and chain and get into work this morning.
My ball and chain is in Asheville.
Oh, I'm telling.
You're telling.
I'm telling.
You do, and I'll expose you to the world.
Don't. You've already done that, I thought.
Not yet. I still have a few left over.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's got a few in the vault.
I told her to leave Saturday. I'm not going to leave Saturday, and now she can't get home until Wednesday.
Yeah, I bet. Boy, that's another skillcation right there. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:21, 21 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hi, this is Rod Barrowy. Be sure to listen to our top nationally ranked Safe Retirement Solutions radio show right here on WCBM every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 and Saturday morning from 11 to 12 exclusively on WCBM.
6:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes once again. He's going to be a busy beaver all morning long. Here's the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
Well, maybe not.
All right, we lost Lug Nuts.
Yeah.
All right, Lug Nuts is not there. We'll give you your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Didn't really dodge the bullet. We did get hit. Not as much snow as they thought. But certainly it's the sleet and ice that's causing the problem here again this morning and all weekend long. It's going to take a while because of these sub-freezing temperatures. And again, it's only going to get worse. Cold Arctic air is going to move back into the area. And believe it or not, the temperature is going to drop. Again, we're going to have a tough time. I don't think we're going to get above freezing until maybe next Tuesday or so. So it's going to be a settle in for a little bit of a blast of wintry weather here over the next several days. And right now we're at 22 degrees in Annapolis. And joining us right now on the Newsmaker Hotline.
Chuck back on for the
trip. All right. Chuck is now back on. We've reconnected with Chuck, our long lost buddy.
Long lost. I'm here.
Long lost. For 3 minutes, you were long lost.
Well, you know, I knew you had things to do, so I went and did something else. And I found some business here. Northbound 95 at 175. We're going to see a lot of this if you venture from some of the lanes that are plowed and you get over into a lane that you think is plowed and it's probably not. We're starting to see these single vehicle accidents. Like I said before, if you have to get to the shoulder or you just get off the road just a little bit where they're not plowed, this person apparently now is into the guardrail on the left-hand side of I-95. So it's just one of those things. You don't have the whole roadway open. I don't care if you're on 95 or you're on the Beltway. It appears that you do, and then suddenly you run up on an area that the plow didn't get to or went around or whatever the case may be. Here's an accident on I-95. A lot of the ramp traffic is not good on some of these major roadways. BW Parkway, Caseland Point there. Look down towards the Capitol Beltway. Mostly clear, but some areas are not completely wall-to-wall. So you have to pick your point, and then you just have to say to yourself, okay, instead of going 65 this morning, we may be going 45. At least you're moving if you have to go. If you don't, stay put. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, thanks, Chuck. Appreciate it. Now let's head over to State Highway Administration. Spokesman Charlie Gisler is with us. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Doing fine. Broadcasting from the home studio today because can't get out of the neighborhood. But I think that's a common problem for most folks.
Yeah, it is. The state highway system, the number of routes and interstates that we maintain, I just took a look at the cameras and got a report from our operations center. You know, like what Chuck was just saying, if it looks wet, treat it like it's frozen because the pavement temperatures are in the 20s, so they're well below freezing. So what we're doing right now is treating the lanes that are still wet with that rock salt, but with the liquid magnesium sprayed on it because that's the effective sub-zero. And just if you do have to go out today, be careful on the elevated road surface, bridges, ramps, overpasses. They're going to freeze first. So we still have about 3,000 pieces of equipment statewide in action. And we're pushing back shoulders, treating the roads, and we're going to continue to do that until we hopefully get some sun to start drying out these lanes.
Yeah, and, you know, this is the first significant snowstorm we've had in about 10 years. Do you think your crews are going to be busy for most of the week here? Because, you know, a lot of these roads are just really tough when you're dealing with the sheet of ice that is currently on them.
Yeah, ice is nobody's friend, and we're going to continue to go out there and treat the roadways until they're dry. You know, it doesn't take much for something to melt briefly when the sun comes up. Even when it's cold out, it could still melt a little bit. But then we're going to be treating with that brine solution and or salt with the liquid mag on it. But also pushing back shoulders to make sure we get good drainage. You know, once things start to melt, we need it to get off the roadway. But just be extra cautious if you do have to go out today. Again, we recommend a day after a storm like this that you maybe ride it out another day. But if you do have to go out, just get information at roads.maryland.gov. We have tons of information on there.
Hey, Charlie, how difficult has it been for your state crews to get the job done because people have gone out and have either got stuck or stranded, and then you got to wait for the tow trucks to come in? What kind of problem does that pose for you?
Yesterday, our videographer actually went out with one of our plow drivers from our Gold Ring shop and had done good job, everybody. And they saw a van try to pass one of the snowplow trains, and that didn't turn out so well. They ended up into the shoulder area. So, you know, stay behind the equipment. They're literally clearing a path for you and treating the road. So give them the space they need to operate safely.
Sounds good. All right, thanks again. You're doing yeoman's work there at State Highway. Appreciate it, Charlie.
Thanks, Sean. Take care, everybody.
Charlie Gisler, spokesperson for the State Highway Administration, and we're all dealing with this in our own unique way. Just make sure, look, you slow it down, you take your time, if you can get out of your neighborhood. And, you know, I, as I said, tried yesterday, and even with four-wheel drive, I had a good feeling this morning, since I would wake up at 2:30, and the plows had not been through either in my court or in the cross street where I would access to get to the main thoroughfare. Not a single plow has been through yet in Baltimore County, in my neighborhood. I'm sure they're busy with other neighborhoods and other roads and so on and so forth. So, again, it's tough to get out of the neighborhood, and they want to ride it out, as I am doing here at home today from the podcast studio at the Casey household. I do want to remind you that Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills, both mayors who run Town Appliance, incredible showroom. I got to tell you, over 70 different brands on display at Town Appliance. Whether you're in the market for a single appliance or if you're upgrading your entire kitchen, They are the place to go. Now, you may want to shop at a box store. You can do that. You can do it online. Do anything you want. Well, come on in and make sure you tell them I told you to visit. And they have five-star service, competitive pricing. And, look, their goal is to win you over as a customer for life. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Coming up next, the Minnesota Insurrection. Is it time for President Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act at 6:30? Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Schools across the state are being closed today following heavy weekend snow totals. Officials say dozens of public school systems, private schools, and colleges in Baltimore City and surrounding counties have canceled classes. And here are just a few. Anne Arundel County Government, Senior Activity Centers, and Anne Arundel County Public schools are closed. Baltimore City Community College closed. Baltimore City and District Court closed. And Carroll County Government, Carroll County Health Department, and Carroll County Schools are closed today. CCBC, that is, all campuses closed today. Cecil County Schools closed. Harford Community College, Harford County Government, Harford County Public Library, and Harford County Public Schools are closed. And a little note about Harford County Schools, they are closed Tuesday as well. Again, that's Harford County Public Schools closed today and Tuesday. Notre Dame of Maryland University closed today. Roland Park Country School closed. Towson University closed. There are some virtual classes. You'll have to check their website for more information. According to my records, they have to be reopened at 8 a.m. on Wednesday. The Towson University Northeast Campus is closed, and University of Baltimore, they are closed as well. And the MTA administration is implementing widespread service changes today as winter storms impact the state. Local bus service is limited to CityLink routes, while MARC train and all commuter bus routes are suspended. Metro, subway, and light rail service continues on regular weekday schedules, with delays possible due to staffing. Mobility services are expected to resume at noon, depending on road conditions. MTA officials urge riders to avoid non-essential travel. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot, 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so obviously the plows and the salt trucks are still out there. The major highways, the interstates have lanes open. Not all the lanes and not all the shoulder areas are available. And again, that's the issue that we're seeing. If you have an emergency, you get a flat tire, you stall out, the shoulders are still completely snow-covered, so that's an issue. Not a lot of traffic. You just have to figure out, okay, which is the best lane? Take the one that's mostly clear and get in it. But there's some ramp lanes, like off the BW Parkway at 197. The ramp exit is still completely snow-covered through there. Vehicle did hit the snow embankment, I-95 northbound at Route 175 in Howard County. You'll see that. Again, we're not going to get a major backup, but you'll see the flashing lights. You'll have to approach that carefully. They're saying this is emergency road work. I don't know what exactly what they're doing, but they're blocking the right tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The left tunnel is open, and right now with the light traffic, it can handle that. But the secondary roads, neighborhood streets, things like that, they're in big trouble for this morning. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Definitely an icy start to your Monday morning. We are weather alert again, not only today, but also on Tuesday for dangerously cold temperatures as more Arctic air filters in. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Coaches come and coaches go. Talking about the Ravens coaching staff under new head coach Jesse Minter. Gone, besides the obvious ones in Todd Monken and Zach Orr. Special teams coordinator Chris Horton, who did a great job in Baltimore with both the punt and kick coverage units. He will reunite with John Harbaugh in New York, who, by the way, is hiring former Ravens assistant Denard Wilson to be his defensive coordinator. Coming to Baltimore will be Mike Mickens to be the Ravens defensive back coach and defensive pass game coordinator. Mickens was the D-backs coach at Notre Dame and led the Irish to the top-ranked pass efficiency defense in the country back in 2024. The connection between Mickens and Minter began in 2007. Minter as coach at University of Cincinnati, Mickens as a player, and then in 2012, Mickens as a defensive assistant on Minter's Indiana State staff. Analyzing the Ravens' top options for offensive coordinator, the top priority now for head coach Jesse Minter, former Redskins coordinator Cliff Kingsbury has worked with some of the most talented mobile quarterbacks the game has seen, Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech, Johnny Manziel as well, Kyler Murray in Arizona, and, of course, Jaden Daniels in Washington. Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady is another interviewee, a top choice. He's been with Buffalo the last 3 years, offense in the top five all three, accelerated through the ranks after working with Joe Burrow at LSU and winning a national championship for the Tigers. Two other options are current passing game coordinators Nathan Shell-Haas of the Rams, Davis Webb of the Broncos, both knocked out in the playoffs yesterday. Elsewhere, the Steelers made an interesting decision over the weekend, breaking with their tradition and hiring a veteran Super Bowl winning coach in Mike McCarthy, who was older than Chuck Knoll, Bill Cowher, and Mike Tomlin all were when they stepped down from their jobs. A Pittsburgh native, McCarthy's first job will be to sort out who's going to take snaps under center. McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers, of course, working together in Green Bay for 13 years. Meanwhile, on the field yesterday, snow affecting the AFC Championship game, a game that started in the sun and ended in the snow. Patriots win it 10-7. Broncos kicker Will Lutz missing two field goals, with the most critical one coming in the fourth quarter with just under 5 minutes to play. After the game, the kick, which was blocked by New England's Leonard Taylor, Lutz was saying that Jeremy Crawshaw, the holder, had lined up a yard closer to the line of scrimmage than he should have because he couldn't see the lines on the field, of course, covered by snow. NFC Championship game goes to Mike McDonald and the Seahawks, 31-27 over the Rams. The much-maligned Sam Darnold was the star, 346 yards in the air, three touchdowns, and had an answer every time the Rams made a run. And finally, warm thoughts this morning after the snow, sleet, and freezing rain pounding we took over the weekend. Spring training right around the corner. Pitchers and catchers report, as well as new Oriole Pete Alonso, beginning on February 10th. The time now is 6:37. When we return, why Jesse Minter ultimately got the job.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Sean, what do you think the ratings are going to be for yesterday's games in the NFC and the AFC with all that snow? Nobody else had anything to do.
Yeah, I think the ratings are going to be pretty good. I thought that AFC game was a snoozer, but it's because of the weather element. I think the ratings for the night game at shootout between the Seahawks and the Rams, that should do really, really well, I would think. And I don't know if it does as good as Christmas Day with the streaming that Netflix has set, but we'll have to wait and see how things turn out. So you like this matchup, Gary? Who do you think is the favorite? Is Seattle favorite already?
Yeah, I mean, I think Seattle's the favorite because of that defense, although the Rams did a good job yesterday of attacking. I just don't think Drake May and the Patriots have as many weapons as Matt Stafford and the Rams had, yesterday. So I'm going to give the Seahawks the nod. Plus, I like Mike McDonald. You know, as hard as that is for Baltimore fans to kind of digest this morning. But, hey, Sean, let me tell you why Jesse Minter got this job. I'm looking up and down the Ravens roster, especially on the defensive end. And one of the things that Eric DaCosta said last week, talking about Jesse Minter, and I'll have the audio of this tomorrow, it was a critical thing. And it almost he almost let it just slip like bypass. But critically, he said he has a reputation, Jesse Minter, of doing a lot with a little. And in Baltimore, that's important. Because right player, right price, we don't spend a lot on free agents. And if you look at the Ravens' defense next year, it's going to be dominated by young players who really want a younger X's and O's coach. Guys like Mike Green, Malachi Starks, Teddy Buchanan, Aeneas Peebles, all rookies this year. This is going to be a very young defense next year. Marlon Humphrey isn't going to be around. Kyle Van Noy isn't going to be around. Matabike probably isn't going to be around because of the health. So I think the Ravens really wanted a young, aggressive, X's and O's guy to work with not a lot of money to work with that defense and get it back to that status.
Yeah, it probably helps. He's a part-time magician as well.
That of course, that doesn't hurt, Sean.
I know. Hey, quickly, your reaction, Mike McCarthy to Pittsburgh.
I really don't understand it, to be honest with you. It's very un-Steeler-like. They usually go with the young, you know, up-and-coming defensive kind of guy. You know, Cowher was that with Cleveland before taking the job. Tomlin was a virtual unknown. Chuck Knoll, even though he had some experience in the NFL and was a player in the NFL, wasn't particularly known as a head coach. And so yeah. It's an interesting move. I guess they wanted stability, for lack of a better term. And maybe that was the one guy that Aaron Rodgers wanted, but I'm not even sure why the Steelers want Aaron Rodgers back, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think he's gone, but we'll wait and see. All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. Stay warm.
Well, yep, you too. We'll see you in a bit.
All right. That's Gary Stein, Time on Sports. So many are now urging President Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act in Minnesota. The Democrats are throwing napalm, not just gasoline, but napalm on the fire of chaos and confusion. It is clear that they are urging, inciting, encouraging an insurrection, a rebellion, if you will, against federal agents, against the United States government. The Department of Homeland Security confirmed that federal agents were in the area in Minnesota and Minneapolis executing a lawful operation over the weekend to apprehend an illegal alien wanted for violent assault when they encountered an armed rioter, Alex Preddy. They say that Preddy was armed with a loaded 9mm semi-automatic handgun, two magazines, posing an immediate and lethal threat to federal officers and the public. During a skirmish with the agents, he did indeed brandish that loaded 9mm. Still frame pictures and slowed down video had confirmed that. The agency later released a photograph of the weapon recovered at the scene. And my first question is, all right, this guy was also wearing a keffiyeh, you know, the Palestinian scarf. He was wearing that as well. And my first question is, if you're out there protesting, okay, fine. That is your First Amendment right to protest. But who brings a loaded gun to a with two full magazines to a protest? Certainly not somebody that is exercising their First Amendment. In fact, the Second Amendment, people say, well, he was a nurse. Well, so was Lincoln Riley. Lincoln Riley was also a nurse, and I didn't see the kind of support for Lincoln, as I'm now seeing for Alex Preddy. Secondly, concealed carry weapon permit laws in Minneapolis. You have to have identification on you. He was carrying no ID. Sad to see anybody lose their life. But these people have been egged on by Fry and Walls and even National Democrats. Unfortunately, President Trump has to restore law and order to Minneapolis and the rest. And notice we're not having any problems in Texas or New Orleans or any place else where there's cooperation with the ICE agent. It's only in jurisdictions where they resist and they rebel. We'll have more on this in just a second at 6:43. Traffic and weather on the threes on this Monday morning slush hour. Once again, here's Chuck Whitaker.
That's about it. The right to
is still closed at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. There's a front end loader working in there, so I don't know if they had a water leak. I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but it's the frozen tundra in the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. There's no traffic going in there, and basically there's no rush hour, but there is traffic on 95, and for the most part, except for right here, have not seen anything major as far as the roadways on 95 coming in from Baltimore County, Harford County, through the tunnels, going down through the area in Howard County. There is a wreck, but I think this guy hit the area to the left side of the roadway, which is a little bit slushy there and frozen northbound 95 at Route 175. So that's an issue at that point, and traffic was slowing right there at the scene. There are a lot of areas where the ramps are still snow-covered, limited lanes where they plowed out, but the shoulders are not completely clear. So case in point, that's what happened with the guy on I-95 northbound at 175. The secondary roads, even just a little ways off of the Beltway and some of the roadways we can see, you know, just like where Sean is in his neighborhood, they have not been touched. They're concentrating on these major highways, and for the most part, they've done a really good job. There's some limited traffic, and it's a little tricky out there on the main span at the Bay Bridge, but there are no restrictions right now. See traffic moving, but not a lot of traffic on the main span. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, not going to get much warmer or better. I mean, at least for this part of the forecast, Arctic air coming in. It's going to drop temperatures even colder, believe it or not, over the next several days. Next chance precipitation again this weekend, but we're 5 days out, so keep an eye on that for you right now as well. Right now, it's still a very chilly, bone-chilling 20 degrees in Annapolis. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners, in the name of Butterball Johnson.
I'll have two number nines, a number nine large, a number six with extra dip, a number seven, two number 45s, one with cheese, and a large soap.
That's enough for the boys in the back.
But exactly. I'm a girl.
Oh.
So is Michelle. Well,
sorry. Well,
it's snow.
You're identifying as a girl as well. So I'm
not referring to you feminine.
Einstein Brothers Bagels is offering a limited time deal where you can get a build your own egg sandwich and a large hot or iced coffee for just $8.
It's build your own
$8
sandwich.
Breakfast and brew. Emphasis there on brew, Maggie.
Brew, yes. We like that word a lot. Brew is our friend.
Might want to try a little Guinness. They call that a blackened brew.
Too heavy.
Wendy's. Yeah.
Time to go home now.
Wendy's debuting the new Biggie Deals value menu, $4 Biggie Bites. $6 Biggie Bag. That's something that Chuck carries around with him most of the day. A Biggie Bag.
Biggie Bag.
Beg your pardon.
$8 Biggie Bundle. Biggie Johnson, as he's known in some circles, folks. And, you know, the latest trend is putting protein in everything. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah. Cereal, everything. Waiting for them to have protein gum.
It's an ice cream. Bluebell has announced their new pro series of ice creams, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, coffee, and salted caramel, all coming with high protein amounts. 30 to 35 grams of protein in each serving.
That's going to bind you up for days. I'm sorry.
You know, when they start doing this, it makes you wonder.
But where is this protein? What is this protein?
Right.
I'm getting a little afraid of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. They're high in fiber, low in fat, no added sugar, and they're about 100 to 110 calories per serving, which isn't bad.
You're talking about ice cream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to taste
like something. I think what's happening is that a lot of folks really aren't working out as much, and they need to build muscle mass, and so they're thinking that the protein will help with that. But I just, you know, I don't need a lot of added stuff in my food.
Right.
Neither do I. Just go grab some meat. You need regular ice cream.
I beg your pardon?
What's cold?
Flag that.
Please.
That'd be a popsicle.
Sounds like Maggie's having a party this weekend.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I think it's already started.
It started a couple days ago, frankly.
I've been in the hotel for 2 days.
That's right. Two days in a hotel will make you utter stuff like that.
Yes.
Does strange things. things to people. I don't. I'm scared now.
Absolutely. All right, Chuck, Maggie, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Greg Bovino of the Border Patrol described here the what happened over the weekend in Minnesota, or actually in Minneapolis.
At 9:05 a.m. Central Standard Time, as DHS law enforcement officers were conducting a targeted operation in Minneapolis against an illegal alien, Jose Huerta Chuma. You can see this illegal alien on the screen to my left and right. That is Jose Huerta Chuma, whose criminal history includes domestic assault to intentionally inflict bodily harm, disorderly conduct, and driving without a valid license. During this operation, an individual approached U.S. Border Patrol agents with a 9mm semi-automatic handgun. The agents attempted to disarm the individual, but he violently resisted. Fearing for his life and the lives and safety of fellow officers, a Border Patrol agent fired defensive shots. Medics on the scene immediately delivered medical aid to the subject, but the subject was pronounced dead at the scene. The suspect also had two loaded magazines and no accessible ID. This looks like a situation where an individual wanted to do maximum damage and massacre law enforcement. Then, about 200 rioters arrived at the scene and began to obstruct and assault law enforcement. Crowd control measures have been deployed for the safety of the public and law enforcement. The situation is evolving, and more information is forthcoming. The officer was highly trained and had been serving as a Border Patrol agent for 8 years. The officer has extensive training as a range safety officer and less lethal officer.
That's Greg Rubino of the Border Patrol, who's been assaulted and attacked himself, describing what happened with this village idiot that came at federal agents with a loaded handgun. He did a little FAFO. Very sad. But, you know, this is what's happening in the streets of Minneapolis. I'll tell you about Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company. Vinny is going to sell your home. That's a guarantee. And all you have to do is reach out to Vinny, and one of his agents will come out to your home and inspect and look at staging and discuss the asking price that you're seeking for the home and in the time frame in which you are looking to sell it. And once you agree on both those elements and sign the contract, your home is sold, guaranteed. Because if it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny buys it from you and pays you in cash. And that's what he's done for so many Marylanders and those in Pennsylvania as well. So remember, Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or online at vinnysteele.com.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new five-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add two lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the five-year business boost and get a five-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
It's 2/22/26, new customers only. One-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Five-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report, May 2025.
Hey, guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand-new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at John Hagee. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com, or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
And it is 6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, with the update here on the highways and byways on this Monday morning is Frozen Johnson.
I just posted a picture on Facebook, icicles hanging over the camera at the Bay Bridge. You talk about desolation. It looks like the Bering Strait. There's no traffic. It's freezing cold.
It feels like the Bering Strait.
I am straight, as a matter of fact. I'm bearing straight ahead, Mr. Casey. The single lane.
Oh, is that the only thing you're bearing?
Cut it out. Single lane, basically right here, Whitehall Road on 50. They've plowed the roadway, but the traffic is really just kind of moving in the center lane. There's not a lot of traffic. If you have to be out there, you're going to have your choice of very limited lanes in some areas. And right here at Whitehall Road, it's the center lane, either east or westbound. I would probably stay out of the right lane on the Bay Bridge westbound because it looks like a little bit icy there, and you don't need to be near the guardrail and start spinning around. So you have the bridge basically to yourself. Watch your speed. Just take your time, and you're okay there. The interstates, they're making improvements. Still, the salt trucks and the plows are working. All the problems continue to be on the secondary roads away from the major highways. The right tube is still closed at the Fort McHenry Tunnel southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, cold Arctic air moving back into the area this week. Going to bring bone-chilling temperatures, sub-freezing throughout most of the week. So we're not going to get the pretty warming temperatures maybe till next Tuesday is what they're telling us. And so that is going to just make matters even worse. But unfortunately, that's the way it is right now. You can't change the weather. All you can do is try to adapt to it. And right now we're looking at a bone-chilling 16 in Bel Air. Jacob Fry, the mayor of Minneapolis, throwing gasoline on the fire of what's happening in Minneapolis the other day.
More than six mass cages pummeling one of our constituents, shooting him to death. How many more residents, how many more Americans need to die or get badly hurt for this operation? How many more lives need to be lost before this administration realizes that a political and partisan narrative is not as important as American values? How many times must local and national leaders must plead with you, Donald Trump, to end this operation and recognize that this is not creating safety in our city? As you'll hear from Director Sayre in just a second, we have seen these kinds of operations in other places, in other countries, but not here in America. Not in a way where a great American city is being invaded by its own federal government.
Yeah, that's just, this guy is, again, he is a anarchist that somehow got elected. And he's not even from Minnesota, he's from Virginia. And he talks about American values. I thought American values were we respect law enforcement. We respect our military, our police, our firefighters, our federal agents. We adhere to the rule of law. We would like law and order restored. You could change all of this. We're not having these kinds of issues in other cities where ICE agents are going in because local elected officials are cooperating. They're handing over these criminals in jailhouses so they don't have to chase them through communities like Minneapolis. And then there's Tampon Tim Walz, who was a heartbeat away from being the vice president of the United States, comparing, he already called ICE agents Gestapo. Here's his latest nut job comparison.
We have got children in Minnesota hiding in their houses, afraid to go outside. Many of us grew up reading that story of Anne Frank. Somebody's going to write that children's story about Minnesota. And there's one person who can end this now.
Yeah, and that one person is you. That one person is you, Governor Walz. You know what they were at National Guard was sent in to do in Minnesota? They were handing out donuts to the protesters. They weren't there to protect the police. They weren't there to protect federal agents. Minneapolis police were told to stand down. And then there's the Minneapolis police chief. We'll get to him maybe in the next segment or so, and we'll tell you what he had to say. It's just, it's disgusting what they're doing to these ICE agents. They're not there to have their backs.
They are being assaulted. They're being tackled, etc. Timken Electric is now the time. It's bitterly cold. Hopefully you got them out to your house before the cold air hit, and you're now, your heating is working, and I hope that it's working and working in fine condition. But it's never too late to call Timken to get out there and do some maintenance work on your heating system to make sure it's not only operating properly, but that it is efficient as well, so it's not costing you an arm and a leg. We already know that they're just incredible at the electrical work as well, interior, exterior, landscaping, et cetera. And then when they branched out to the HVAC, they also brought that same commitment to service and excellence as well. Call Timken Electric today, 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404. Or you can go online, timkenelectric.com. More on the chaos and confusion in Minneapolis coming up in just a second here on Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Top Radio 680
WCBN. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Close to 4,500 flights canceled or delayed so far today as a large swath of the country deals with the aftermath of that monster winter storm. Spread snow and ice from New Mexico to New England, and now bitter cold has taken hold, prompting rescue missions and other shelters to open their doors even wider to those on the streets. Morgan McLucky is with the Orange Tent Project in Chicago.
Shelters and warming centers aren't like a one-size-fits-all solution. Obviously, if you go to a shelter or warming center, you can't bring all your belongings with you. Also, the shelters and warming centers are so far and few between in the city, unless you have like a phone where you can Google Maps how to get there, or unless you have a bus card to even get there in general.
Hundreds of thousands of utility customers have been left in the dark. The severe weather blamed for at least a dozen deaths. Homeland Security launching an investigation of the fatal shooting of an armed man by a federal agent in Minneapolis. Border Patrol Commander Greg Vivino says the incident will be thoroughly investigated.
The investigation is going to uncover all those facts, things like how many shots were fired, where were the weapons located. All those facts are going to come out in the investigation. I wasn't there wrestling that assaultive subject that was assaulting Border Patrol agents. I wasn't there wrestling him myself, so I'm not going to speculate.
The anti-ICE unrest continues in Minneapolis. President Trump urges state and city officials to cooperate with the feds instead of further inflaming an already explosive situation. As efforts to end the war in Ukraine continue, Ukrainian President Zelensky says a security agreement with the U.S. is now 100% ready for signing. Dow futures down 10 points. This is SRN News.
Is your dog a picky eater, scratching all the time, eating grass, or licking their paws until they're raw? If so, your dog's trying to tell you something. Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black, founder of Rough Greens here, and you may not know what your dog means, but I do. They're trying to tell you that his digestive tract is in distress. He needs live probiotics and enzymes, and guess what? You can't get that from kibble. It's not in there. The good news is you don't have to change his food to improve his health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens. It's America's number one nutritional dog supplement for a reason. With live vitamins, omega oils, antioxidants, enzymes, and probiotics, just sprinkle it on your dog's food and watch them come back to life. More energy, shinier coat, better digestion, all in 90 days or less. Want a happier, healthier dog? I'll send you a free Jumpstart trial bag. You just cover the shipping. Go to roughgreens.com. Use discount code PICKY. That's RUFFGreens.com. Discount code PICKY. Rough Greens. So good, your dog will ask for it by name.
It's defending freedom.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel is still blocked. They're doing some work in there. I'm not sure whether they had a utility problem or what happened, but the left tube is the only tube open, and it's basically just very light traffic, as you might expect, so not a big deal there. Just made a tour on the Beltway, and actually the state highway crews have done a good job there. Some of the shoulder areas are not yet plowed, so again, if you had an emergency of some sort, might have a little bit of trouble with that. But the main line of the Beltway, most of the areas right now appears to be in good shape. I-97 moving through the area was fine. BW Parkway has some limited lanes. It's the ramp traffic along the parkway that's happening. having an issue, and some of the ramp lanes to and from I-95 are still snow-covered, and they're packed a little bit as well. The wreck on 95 northbound at Route 175 in Howard County has now cleared from the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Definitely an icy start to your Monday morning. We are weather alert again, not only today, but also on Tuesday for dangerously cold temperatures as more Arctic air filters in. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
18 degrees in Bel Air and 20 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Many organizations across the state are closed today. A few updates as well since last time we broadcasted. Anne Arundel County Public Schools are closed along with the county government and senior activity centers. Baltimore City Community College closed. Baltimore City, the public schools are closed along with district and circuit court. Baltimore County schools are now closed Monday and Tuesday. Again, county schools, Baltimore County schools are closed Monday and Tuesday. Baltimore County Circuit Court, along with the library and county government, are closed. Carroll County schools are closed today, along with the government and their health department. CCBC, all campuses are closed today. Cecil County schools closed. Coppin State University closed. Harford County schools are closed today and Tuesday. That's Monday and Tuesday. Harford Community College is closed. Harford County Government and Public Library closed. Notre Dame of Maryland University closed. Towson University closed. And the Northeast Campus for Towson University is closed as well. And the MTA is implementing widespread service changes today as winter storms impact the state. Local bus service is limited to CityLink routes, while MARC train and all commuter bus routes are suspended. Metro, subway, and light rail service continues on regular weekday schedules with delays possible due to staffing. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 734, the pick four 0293. 706 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. And, man, is that important today. The Ravens have requested to interview a familiar face for their defensive coordinator position, and his name is Joe Cullen. Cullen, who served as the Ravens' defensive line coach from 2016 to 2020, overlapping with Jesse Minter's first start stint with the Ravens. Cullen has been with the Chiefs for the last four seasons, helping the franchise win two Super Bowls and was one of the big reasons why Terrell Suggs decided to finish his career in Kansas City. Meanwhile, the Ravens are reportedly bringing in Mike Mickens to be the team's defensive back coach and defensive passing game coordinator. Mickens led Notre Dame to the number one pass defense ranking in the nation in 2024 and overlapped with Kyle Hamilton at Notre Dame. Mike Vrabel trying to become the fifth player in NFL history to win the Super Bowl as a player and a coach. Vrabel's Patriots, 10-7 winners yesterday over the Broncos in the snow, will go up against Mike McDonald's Seahawks, 31-27 winners last night over the Rams. Seattle opening as a 4.5-point favorite in Super Bowl 60. The club that Vrabel will attempt to join, by the way, currently includes Tom Flores, Mike Ditka, Tony Dungy, and Doug Peterson, who was a backup quarterback in Green Bay when the Packers beat the Patriots after the 96 season and won the Super Bowl as head coach of Philadelphia. Coming up in 30 minutes, these are tough times for the Terps and the Caps. And that is Skyline Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And here we are on a Monday, Casey and Company, not in studio, but broadcasting at home from the podcasting studio on snowbound, icebound. Streets have not been touched as of 7 o'clock this morning. It is a sheet of ice out there. So we are just hoping and praying that the plows come through at some point today. But here we are with you on this January wintry morning. And we've got a lot of ground to cover regarding what happened in Minneapolis. The president, as you might imagine, is upset coming up a little bit later on this hour. There is somebody orchestrating all of this. These are paid professionals, and you might be surprised at some names that are coming up, including elected officials in Minneapolis who's behind orchestrating this anti-ice fervor. We'll also take a look at the Democrats here in the state of Maryland want to fast-track redistricting. They slowed it a little bit out. They were going to have a committee hearing today. That has been postponed till tomorrow, so we'll get that coming up for you. But again, the president is upset. As you might imagine, he wants to end the obstruction and the sanctuary cities in our country. He told the Wall Street Journal he's reviewing everything about the Minneapolis shooting, and he's accusing the Minnesota Democrats of being engaged in a criminal cover-up. I think it is time for President Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act. It has been used by a lot of presidents in the past. They make it sound like Trump would be off his rocker or going rogue if he were to do that. But no, it has been invoked by, I think, on 43 different occasions, if I'm not mistaken, by a number of presidents. You have a city in Minnesota that is in open rebellion, and you have Democrats egging them on. And what is our Justice Department doing? Well, that is a great question. Before we get to them, I do want to play for you what the Minneapolis police chief said yesterday. And this was on, again, one of the talking head shows. And it's just amazing that we have this kind of pushback going on right now from many in the, look at this point, just many, of course, in the elected hierarchy. And we have Brian O'Hara. He is the MPD police chief. This is what he told Margaret Brennan yesterday.
I think the greater issue is, even if there is an investigation that ultimately proves that at the time of the shooting it was legally justified, I don't think that even matters at this point, because there is so much outrage and concern around what is happening in the city.
What do you mean it doesn't matter at this point? You mean the situation on the ground is already, the impression is left?
People have had enough.
This is a law enforcement officer saying it doesn't matter if it was a justified shooting or not. People have had enough. Folks, they're out of control in Minneapolis. Here's a member of Antifa in Minneapolis.
My name is Kyle. I'm Antifa, and there's so much rage in me that I've had to record this like 15 times trying to get the message out. They f***ed up, okay? Go watch my other videos. Doesn't matter if you're not here and you're not caught up. You've missed the f***ing fight. But if you are, it's time to suit up. Boots on the ground. Nicollet and 26. My house is four blocks away. Anywhere between Franklin and Nicollet and 26th and Nicollet, show up ready to go. Okay? Not talking about peaceful protest anymore. We're not talking about having polite conversation anymore. I am talking specifically to my followers. This is everything I have talked about, and this is exactly what I said was going to happen. This is exactly what I said was going to come when we didn't go and march on Whipple with guns. Sorry, but welcome to America 2026, where Second Amendment is the only thing that's going to keep you protected from literal Nazi gunmen that are killing innocent people in the street with impunity. This is not a joke. There's nothing fun to chant about it. Get your guns and stop these people.
These are the kinds of people that are being incited and encouraged by Walls, by Fry, by many Democrats. We'll get into national Democrats, including two former presidents in just a moment. It is 7:13, time for WCBM traffic, weather on the threes. Now, we update once again on this icy Monday morning. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We're back down at Annapolis. Here comes a plow across 50, and he's passing through the ramps at I-97. Roadway conditions right here as you're coming out of Parole and over towards Davidsonville Road, not very good at all. Very slushy, very much still snow covered through the area. One little bit of a lane is open westbound on Route 50, and the single lane kind of pretty much to the right side of 50 eastbound. Over by the Bay Bridge, they're making progress there. Traffic is on the bridge without any big problem, but again, pretty high up, could be a little bit icy. Really just going to have to take your time through there. There's a report of an accident, haven't seen it yet, I-97 southbound after Route 32. It's just out of camera range, but again, it's not a lot of traffic there. There's some areas that the roadways are very good, some areas that the roadways are very bad, shoulder areas, some of the ramps, even the mainline ramps coming off some of the parkway and some of the major highways are having problems. But this area on 50 right here, one of the worst areas I've seen right now, that's between 450 Aristide Allen Boulevard and over towards Davidsonville Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold. It is going to be bitterly cold. Canadian Arctic air pouring down into the United States for the rest of this week. We're not going to see above freezing, I think, for a while. Maybe until next Tuesday. And then there's a slight chance of more precipitation coming in Saturday and Sunday. So we dodged the bullet for about 10 years. And now we're getting paid back in spades. That is obviously right now it is 21 degrees. In Baltimore City. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, and of course, the president, as you might imagine, went scorched earth on Minnesota Democrats over the weekend in a couple of Truth Social posts, in which he had just had it, saying, "This is the gunman's gun." He posted a picture of the keffiyeh-clad nurse who brought a loaded gun with two magazines to a quote-unquote peaceful protest. He said, "This was a loaded gun, ready to go. What is this all about? Where are the local police? Why weren't they allowed to protect ICE officers? The mayor and the governor called them off. It is stated that many of these police were not allowed to do their job, that ICE had to protect themselves. Not an easy thing to do." He's absolutely right. So what did his attorney general do, Pam Bondi? Well, she told Fox News over the weekend.
Rape, homicide, manslaughter, that's who they're trying to protect in Minnesota. I do not understand these people. We sent Governor Walz a very strong letter today. We had been working on this letter. We got it out saying that he better support President Trump. He better support the men and women in law enforcement, because if he doesn't, we are. And that's what we're doing right now.
Were there any consequences in this letter?
Well, we'll see. This is fluid. Let's see how Governor Walz responds. Let's see what he does based on this, based on what's happening right now. But this administration is going to support the citizens. We're going to support our great men and women in law enforcement.
Hey, aren't you relieved that our attorney general, the top law enforcement officer in the land, has sent a strongly worded letter to Governor Walz, Jacob Fry, et al.? Boy, that'll teach him, won't it? It's not going to happen until the Insurrection Act is invoked by the president. I don't know, frankly, what he's waiting for. Secondly, if you're waiting for Pam Bondi to do her job, well, you know, you might be waiting a long time. That being said, they couldn't even arrest the church protesters, and they arrested some of them. They're still waiting for Don Lemon to be perp walked for what his role in that whole thing. It's just amazing what is going on right now in this country. Cash Patel and Pam were all over the TV over the weekend, but where is the law enforcement in Minneapolis? It's certainly not from the MPD. It's not from the Minnesota National Guard. It needs to be from the President of the United States. And again, he is that he's thinking about it, invoking the Insurrection Act. But, you know, after they received that strongly worded letter, maybe that'll scare him off, don't you think? Just amazing. President Trump went on to say that a woke Super Bowl halftime show, he is going to be skipping the game. Not just the halftime show, the entire game, because the All-American event planners and entertainers are seeking to sow hatred. Trump told the New York Post, I'm anti-them. Of the NFL selection of anti-Trump musicians, Bad Bunny, who will don a dress at halftime during Super Bowl 60, and anti-Trump rock group Green Day are their featured performers. Trump says, I think it's a terrible choice. All it does is sow hatred. It is terrible. And two former presidents are denouncing President Trump. Obama calling it heartbreaking tragedy in Minnesota and urging people to draw inspiration, you know, from the anti-ICE protesters. You know, the ones bringing loaded guns to a peaceful protest. Sick Willie throwing gasoline on the fire, attacking the Trump administration after the fatal ICE-involved shooting of an armed man in Minneapolis. This is what Democrats do. This is their George Floyd moment. Clinton said, over the course of a lifetime, we face only a few moments where the decisions we make and the actions we take will shape our history for years to come. This is one of them. I agree. But on the other side of that equation, we must restore law and order in our nation. And the only person I think who's capable of doing that is President Trump. That's the way it went down. 372 days in our next golden age.
And we are just getting started.
It's 7:20, 20 minutes after the hour here on KCN Company. Still to come, we'll tell you what an Arizona Democrat is saying. And Maryland Democrats now weighing in on the ICE activities. And coming up right after the 7:30 news, the Maryland Democrats trying to fast-track Governor Moore's redistricting hoax coming up right after the 7:30 news. Right now, it's over the law offices, Mike Lee Friedman. Well, now we're seeing the snow, the ice, the sleet. And there have been a lot of, I've watched with great interest over the weekend, a lot of fender benders, people spinning out, going into guardrails, things of that nature. And we certainly hope and pray nobody was seriously injured. But occasionally that does happen. And so Michael and his firm are urging you to stay at home, off the roads if you can, right now so they can be properly treated. Number two, make sure that you slow it down. Do not speed. Do not, defensive driving is your best bet because, you know, if you get in one of these fender benders with serious injuries, you're going to need help. You're going to need legal help. And that's where law offices Michael E. Freeman have specialized in that for a long time, close to 40 years. And they have done it with, great aplomb and success, so much so that they have been named one of the top 10 personal injury law firms each and every year for the past 10 years. So hopefully you never will need their services, but they are there if you do. 410-363-6848, toll free, 1-800-782-7203, or online at maflaw.com.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, this is going to be a really rough rush hour week, that's for sure, with the ice and sleet and so on and so forth. Hopefully get these treatments down, things dry out a little bit. Here to direct you the proper way to go to work this morning. Once again, the king of all traffic, Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
If you have to go, and most people, thankfully, do not, just telling Michelle that I'm looking at 83 up here at Middletown Road up towards York Road. Desolation. I mean, there's maybe one car every 2-3 minutes here and right at Middletown Road. But the roadway conditions aren't bad. The right shoulder has been plowed. So if you have to get off the roadway there, you can. Further up, as you're going up towards the state line, it's actually good travel. And it's clear even through the infamous Hereford Zone, the roadway conditions there aren't wet. They've done a good job for that area. Down around Old Pimlico Road on the JFX, that area looks good. And it's pretty much wall-to-wall there. The shoulders are a little bit tight, and that needs to be plowed. So, again, if you had an issue there, you have to get off the roadway. That's going to be a problem, but very light traffic, as you might expect. Most of the major interstates are good. There are some areas where maybe losing a little bit of a lane. Some of the ramp traffic is different. But once you get away from these major highways and you get back off into the neighborhood streets and the secondary roads, that's where the problems lie. The one new wreck going towards Annapolis, I-97 southbound after Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecasts bitter Arctic air for the rest of the week. We're not going to get above freezing for a long, long time, so at least for another week, perhaps. So it's get used to it. So stay bundled up, layer, make sure you do everything you can to stay warm because it's going to be bitterly cold here for the next week or so with highs only in the 20s. And right now we're at 21 in Baltimore, 22 in Annapolis. And the other reaction that we're getting now from the Democrats, the national Democrats, they're now, everything is tied to this ICE fight. And Chuck U. Schumer is out there saying that he is going to, we're facing another federal government shutdown, perhaps this Friday, because Democrats saying they're going to refuse to fund ICE in any government shutdown debate or funding struggle here. And so that is being led by the national Democrats. They do not, they're pro-criminal. They do not like federal law enforcement officers. And they're showing it each and every day, their disdain for anybody with a uniform, including some of them who actually wear uniforms, like that idiot O'Hara in the Minneapolis Police Department. So yesterday, Governor Moore was on with Peter Ducey of Fox News, talking about this ICE funding shutdown debate. He was asked his thoughts on it.
Chuck Schumer is, according to various reports, telling Democrats on a conference call this morning that he's going to try to block funding for DHS this week because of this second deadly ICE shooting that he posted about last night. That means there could be a shutdown soon. You have a lot of federal workers in Maryland. Is a fight about ICE worth a government shutdown?
Yeah, there's no state who is more directly impacted by federal government shutdowns than the state of Maryland. But frankly, there's been no state that's been more directly hit by the actions of this administration thus far than the state of Maryland. We've had over 25,000 people, Marylanders, fired, federal workers, just in the process of this past year. And so the impact of the federal government decision has significant impact. The challenge that I think we are seeing right now with these actions of members of ICE is there does not seem to be a focus on either violent criminals or public safety, nor a focus on following the Constitution, where we are not seeing them going into communities and actually de-escalating situations. They're actually coming to communities and escalating situations. So I believe we should be funding well-trained personnel, but if you now have situations where people are deploying to our communities who are untrained, unaccountable, and unqualified, and by the way, armed, there is a real challenge that both Democratic and Republican governors who agree to this, that we have to be able to make sure that people's First and their Second Amendment rights are protected.
That's Governor IDGAF telling Peter Ducey the nerve, the hypocrisy, the cojones on this Maryland governor that is criticizing the way the Trump administration is going after ICE for violent criminals, when he and his sanctuary brothers and sisters in the Democrat Party, A, opened the border to millions of illegal aliens, including criminals, terrorists, and bad hombres, as they say, and B, that they won't allow ICE to go into state and or local jurisdictions' jailhouses to remove said criminals. Instead, they're released into the communities. That is why ICE is conducting these raids. They wouldn't have to raid if the Democrats would just cooperate with law enforcement. But that's anathema to them, to people like Governor Moore and Brandon Scott and Bill Ferguson et al. And here's what the governor posted over the weekend. He said that, well, we'll get into that here in just a second because we're running short on time. But I did, we'll share that with you coming up right after the 7:30 news here on Casey and Company. I want to tell you right now about Timken Electric Heating and Air. They're doing an incredible job at, of course, interior, exterior electrical wiring, whether it's a ceiling fan or your circuit breaker or whatever your needs, outdoor landscaping. They're just excellent and committed to service and dedicated to their work. Really good craftsmen. And when then they branched out to HVAC, they brought that same skill, that same commitment and dedication to making sure your heating system is working properly. If you need maintenance on your heat pump or on your heating system, I would schedule a call. I just do it now because I'm sure they're going to get very busy here over the next several days. 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you can log on to timkylecompany.com. It's 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A number of schools and organizations are closed throughout the state. Anne Arundel County public schools are closed, along with their government offices and senior activity centers. Baltimore City Community College closed. Baltimore City public schools are closed, along with circuit and district courts. Baltimore County schools are closed today and Tuesday. Along with the circuit court, they're closed today. County government and public library. Carroll County schools are closed today, along with their government offices and health departments. CCBC, all campuses are closed today. Cecil County schools are closed today. Coppin State University closed. Harford County schools are closed today and tomorrow. That's Monday and Tuesday. Harford County schools are closed. Harford Community College is closed today. Harford County government and libraries are closed today as well. Harford Transit Link closed today. Howard County Schools closed today and Tuesday. McDaniel College is closed. McDonough School closed today. Notre Dame of Maryland University closed. Roland Park Country School is closed today. And Towson University is closed today, along with University of Baltimore. And the morning snowfall rates in Baltimore were up to 2 inches per hour before the weather shifted yesterday. Baltimore City reports just over 8 inches of snow, while BWI Airport measured more than 11 inches. Several nearby communities, including Cockeysville, saw snow totals near or above 10 inches. Safety concerns continue as cold temperatures persist statewide. And the Maryland Transit Administration is implementing widespread service changes today as winter storms have impacted the state. Local bus service is limited to CityLink routes, while MARC train and all commuter bus routes are suspended. Metro subway and light rail service continues on regular weekday schedules, with delays possible due to staffing. Mobility services are expected to resume at noon, depending on road conditions. MTA officials urge riders to avoid non-essential travel as crews coordinate with local governments to clear and treat roadways. It's 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Still working on a problem in the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and that is closed. Traffic very light, of course, with the snow on the ground and the cleanup still underway. So the left tube is open and not a big backup there, but just a heads up, you'll stay over to the left-hand side. 895, the roadway is actually in good shape for the travel at the old Harbor Tunnel. Beltway, for the most part, good shape. I'm looking at the live shot here right at Route 40. A little bit more traffic now coming into the area, moving around Route 40, the Parkville side at Hartford Road, the inner loop at Green Spring. That's okay. Now, to watch your speed taking the off-ramps and the on-ramps, some of those are still a bit snow-covered. There's still a lot of problems in some areas where the plows are still working. The salt trucks are out, so be careful around those areas. But right now, if you have to travel and you're staying on a main road, you'll be able to move around. Secondary roads, neighborhood streets, things like that, that's still the problem. There's an active fire call just in. They're checking on 41st Street in the area not too far from Falls Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Definitely an icy start to your Monday morning. We are weather alert again, not only today, but also on Tuesday for dangerously cold temperatures as more Arctic air filters in. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Snow, sleet, and freasing rain not slowing down Ravens head coach Jesse Minter as he begins the process of filling out his coaching staff in Baltimore. The team reportedly bringing in Mike Mickens as their defensive backs coach. Mickens was a player under Minter at the University of Cincinnati back in the day and then coached under Minter at Indiana State. Most recently, Mickens was the defensive backs coach at Notre Dame, leading the Irish to the nation's number one pass defense in 2024. As far as defensive coordinator goes, the Ravens have requested an interview with Chiefs D-line coach Joe Cullen, who worked with Minter in Baltimore between 2016 and 2020. Word also coming from Owings Mills that special teams coordinator Chris Horton will be leaving to join John Harbaugh in New York. Super Bowl 60 in Santa Clara is set. Former Ravens kicker Will Lutz missing two field goals yesterday in Denver, including one partially blocked in the snow with less than 5 minutes to go as the Patriots slipped and slid their way past the Broncos. 10-7 the final. New England will now face Mike McDonald's Seahawks, who got 346 yards and three touchdown passes from Sam Darnold yesterday, 31-27 winners over the Rams. Maryland men's basketball routed by 10th-ranked Michigan State, 91-48 in East Lansing on Saturday. The 43-point defeat was the fourth worst in Maryland men's history and drops the Terps to 1-8 in conference play. Maryland now in 17th place in the Big Ten, ahead of only Penn State, the only team that Maryland has beaten. And things weren't much better for the Caps, giving up a goal with 32 seconds left on Saturday night in Edmonton to the Oilers, tying it at 5 and sending it to overtime. Connor McDavid then scored 46 seconds later, sealing a 6-5 Oilers win. It was the Caps' 16th loss in their last 22 games. And finally, despite what it looks like outside, the 2026 golf season is upon us. New year, same Scottie Scheffler. The world's number one player did his thing yesterday, winning the American Express in La Quinta, California. Scheffler making birdie on half of his holes, going from a two-shot deficit to close with a 6-under 66 for a four-shot win. Scheffler winning for the 20th time on the PGA Tour, joining Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods as the only players to have 20 PGA Tour titles and four majors, all before turning the age of 30. The time now is 7:38 when we return. Two things we saw yesterday on the NFL TV broadcast.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
So were you watching the AFC Championship game yesterday during the snow?
Yes, I did watch the Broncos Pats game. It was one of the fun games, I'm sure, to play in on the snow, but it wasn't much for the spectators who were watching.
And so, did you notice that when it started snowing really hard, you couldn't see the yard markers anymore? So the broadcast, I think it was on CBS, they superimposed the yard markers on the field.
Yes.
Okay. Well, they took them off after a little bit, and the reason why they did that was because you couldn't see the Patriots players anymore, because the Patriots were in the white, and the right. superimposing was affecting people's ability to see the players.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. I watched it. You would think that Denver, because I was born in Denver, and it was snowing on my birthday, and it was snowing again yesterday, so it was kind of ironic. But the fact is that you'd think they'd have like the guys with the snowblowers out there for the whole field. I just saw one dude.
Yeah, there was one guy who was just doing the yard lines, and that was pretty much it. That was just crazy. And then the other thing, Sean, if you were watching, I don't know if you caught this, but in the NFC Championship game, they brought back the most interesting man in the world commercials. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Of course, that's the beard, the Seckies. And right. So the guy with the beard, came. We hadn't seen this commercial in years. And apparently it's back now. It's going to be a campaign that the Seckies is using.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. They were going to dust it off. I was in bed early because I had to get up early here this morning. So I didn't see any of the game last night. But it's good to see some of that old stuff. That was one of the best campaigns in TV history, or the most interesting man in the world. Because I heretofore, before that, I always thought it was Chuck Whitaker, but now I stand corrected.
Yeah, I would have given it to Chuck, too. You're absolutely right.
All right, Gary, thanks so much. Talk to you in a bit.
All right, you got it.
All right, it is 7:39, and Governor Wes Moore, here's what he posted yesterday. I reached out to both Governor Walz and Senator Amy Klobuchar following the latest shooting involving federal agents in Minnesota. Marylanders have witnessed this cruelty in our own communities during a school drop-off in Salisbury and in Glen Burnie on Christmas Eve. He has the gall to talk about cruelty when he and his party, led by Chairman Joe, who he endorsed, promoted millions of illegal aliens to come into this country where young women were raped, the rape trees, sexually assaulted, and where 350,000 children went missing and we're still trying to track them down. They were sex trafficked and human trafficked and cartels running them as drugs. He has the nerve to call it cruel or lice agents to enforce federal law. Bill Ferguson, it was another piece of work in the Senate here in Maryland. There's no other way to put it. Trump is engaging in a reign of terror in Minneapolis and across the country, using ICE as a paramilitary force against their fellow Americans. The video of what can only be described as the public execution of a man being taken to the ground. Really? You didn't see him brandish the gun, Bill? That people don't bring loaded guns to protest wearing Palestinian scarves now, do they, Bill? Another clueless lefty infecting our general insane asylum. And then there's the city's mayor, Brandon Scott. This was a cold-blooded execution committed by masked federal agents. There's no excuse or lie from the Trump administration will make the reality of what we all watched go away. The endless violations of human rights and basic decency playing out on our streets must end. Look, this is Democrats politicizing tragedy for their own political benefit. And it's just, this is what they do, whether it's Senator Paul Wellstone's funeral, or whether it's Renee Good, George Floyd. Of course, they always politicize. They leave the Lincoln Rileys and the, hey, Governor, remember Rachel Morin was murdered on your watch here in the sanctuary, so-called sanctuary state of Maryland. But the Jocelyn Non-Grays and the rest, we don't say their names. We basically just ignore them and wait for the George Floyds and the Renee Goods and the Alex Pritties of the world. Arizona Democrat AG Chris Mays over the weekend said ICE officers are not real law enforcement. How about that? Said the ICE officers are poorly trained. They're watching you. If you violate any Arizona law, I will prosecute you. We will investigate you. we'll make sure that Arizona laws are enforced. There's one problem with that. The federal law is the supreme law of the land, and you might want to brush up on your constitutional. Of course, these people have no idea what the Constitution says or is, that is for sure. All right, once again, time for traffic weather on the threes. It's 7:43. We do need a contestant. If you'd like to call in and match wits with the panel here today with Michelle and Maggie and Chuck, but choose your fake news, 410-922-6680 or 1-800-WCBM-680. Now to call up the traffic, here's Chuck.
All right, we were talking about how things can change very quickly on the ramps. Just in the last couple of minutes, saw the ramp traffic looked okay at 395. And then lo and behold, somebody got into the ramp northbound 95 onto the sky ramp. They spun out. They hit the wall. They blocked the ramp temporarily there for about 10 minutes. They just left the scene. So we're back open again. But it just gives you an idea that it may look like it's wet. It may not be. It's only 20-some degrees. So the ramp traffic was a little bit tight there with a little bit of snowpack. And this guy spun out and hit the wall. The ramp is back clear again. The right tube is still closed. I don't know what they're doing there, but they have not treated the roadway in the right tube. I don't know if they have a water leak there, exactly what's going on, but no traffic in the right tunnel southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. There's no backup at all, but when you come south and you come down the hill, you'll have to be over to the left-hand side. There's a report of an accident now, and again, it may be a spin-out westbound on Route 50 coming over to the Kent Narrows Bridge, and the report says it is blocking the right lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, bitter, cold Arctic air for the rest of the week, maybe into early next week. So we're not going to get any relief from temperature-wise, but we certainly hope that the precipitation will be staved off because they're calling for maybe some more this Saturday or Sunday. So right now it'll be mostly cloudy, very, very cold. Today's high only in the 20s. In fact, right now, it's 23 in Stevensville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Today, we have some WCBM merchandise for our contestant. If he can correctly identify the fake news story, our contestant is Mark from Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning. I'm trying to stay warm. Just got out of bed a little while ago. I have to admit, it was a chilling 6-degree experience early Saturday morning this past weekend. I never experienced single digits before in my life, period. So I'm trying to stay warm. You get the idea.
Yeah, I do. It's we're ice-bound here in the Casey bunker. I can identify with that. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last, please.
All right, good luck. Here are your three stories. Story number one, at the University of Utah, they're offering a new, in the English department, a new course called Black Trans Lesbian Marxists Who Scare You and Are Probably Pro-Palestinian Too. The course is all about viewpoint diversity, they say. They also have a course there called, well, one of the readings for the course, Argument for the Low-Budget Gay Movie. Story number two. Well, some law enforcement officers are coming to the aid of their ICE brethren. A group called Blue Lives Matter is posing as a pro-ICE decoy operation. They say they're comprised of combat veterans, off-duty officers, a group designed to head the anti-ICE contingent off at the pass so actual agents can do the work they're supposed to. Or story number three, the NFL now is adding another layer to their woke lineup of Super Bowl 60, since it's being held in San Francisco. An all-drag queen choir will sing the national anthem this year at the Super Bowl. The choir is called the San Francisco Queer Choir. Story one, you can study Black Trans Lesbian Marxist at the University of Utah. Story two, Blue Lives Matter with their pro-ICE decoy operations. Or story three, the San Francisco Queer Choir. All right, Maggie, you're the first one to chuckle, so we'll lead with you.
I like the number two. I'm not saying, I'm just saying I like that number two thing. Not that one that you like. Poop man.
Did you just say you like the number two thing?
Mention my words. I gotta go with number one as the fake news today.
Aggie goes number one. Chuck.
Yeah, I would. I might even pay extra money to see the choir. I don't think one. I think one is fake.
One?
Yeah, one.
All right. Duck goes for story one. He says he would pay extra money, but that's because he doesn't traffic in money, folks. It's all barter.
Yeah, you're going to barter the queer choir or whatever.
That's right. Michelle.
I'm going to go with number three. I think number three
Michelle,
is fake news.
It's not buying the queer choir.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she could buy their CD.
K-Tone Mark Records
Baltimore.
Presents.
What are you thinking?
I gotta tell you, I like the idea of number two, blue lives, you know, blue offices. I'm familiar with that. But I got to tell you, I have to go with number one and simply put, because I can't believe these days. I guess maybe it's past my past university days from way back when. They would come up with all kinds of things like that. I don't think they're going to, the university, what university is this? This is in Arizona, is that correct?
Utah.
University of Utah.
Oh, Utah. No, Utah is a Mormon country. No way. I don't think Utah is ready for to be progressive enough. But they're not. No, no, no. It has to be
all
number
right.
one. Thank you.
All right. That's three votes for one. Nobody votes for story two. Blue Lives Matter decoy operation. That is a true story.
Amen.
Story number one got three votes. The course on black trans lesbian Marxists at University of Utah. That is also a true story. Story number three.
Really?
Yay.
Only Michelle. That's our fake news story.
Show
San
off.
Francisco
yeah.
Queer Choir.
Show off.
So,
see, next time I get you coffee,
week.
Sister.
I'm very sure.
Remember Chuck Rice Aroni, the San Francisco tree.
I really can't believe they would be doing this.
All right, Mike. Thanks for playing the game. Appreciate that anyway. You have a good day. All right, it is coming up on 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Up next, Maryland Democrats fast-track their redistricting hoax. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
At 7:53, once again, it is time for traffic and weather on the threes. It has been a very interesting rush hour, and who better than Lugnuts Johnson?
We're looking at the 50 at the 404 Y Mills area, and they've done a really good job here and across 404. The roadway conditions are good. It's a little bit tight. One lane was open over through the light, at Route 213, and that's just where it needs to be plowed again in the right lane. But beyond that, you had a report of a minor wreck near the Kent Narrows Bridge in the right lane. There's not a lot of traffic there. If there is a wreck there, it would be off to the right side far enough that it's not a big deal at that point. And again, just looking at the traffic from that area over to Route 8 and then up onto the main span at the Bay Bridge, the roadway conditions are good. I've not seen any problems there. The salt trucks and the plows are still working, and they've cleared the area around Sandy Point to the point that the roadway is just wet and traffic is making a good time through there. And it looks like we're okay over towards Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge, and that area looks to be a lot better through there earlier. If we just have one more second, let me go back over and just check where we had the problems earlier, 50 at I-97. Yeah, it's still that one area right here at 50 at I-97. Not only is the ramp still snow-covered, but there's only a little bit of a lane on 50 westbound through there, and the eastbound side is still completely snow-covered on 50. So that's right around the area of I-97 and coming into and out of Parole. They need to get the plows back over into that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, I just looked it up online at the Baltimore Sun, and as I said, I live right on the edge of Owings Mills and Reisterstown. So Reisterstown got 9.5 inches of snow, and I said it was about 10. That's how I measured my yardstick. But you know, there was a lot of drifts because of the wind, and the bad part about this storm was the fact that it wasn't the snow so much as it was the sleet and then the freezing rain, which has created a sheet of ice. My neighborhood, my streets have not been touched. Can't get out of my court and into an access street, cross street, to get onto the major thoroughfare. So it is just a sheet of ice. So hopefully crews will come through today. The Democrats, was wondering if they were going to use this storm to ram through their state redistricting bill, especially since the governor IDGAF was posing with Hakeem the Schemer Jeffries over this redistricting bill that technically they were supposed to sign up Thursday. If there was going to be a Monday hearing, that deadline got completely ignored. Some of the Maryland Republicans screamed about that, and then they were allowing you to register all the way through Sunday. Now I'm hearing that this virtual hearing may be tomorrow instead of today, but there was Governor IDGAF pruning and preening for the cameras with Hakeem the Schemer Jeffries.
I stand in a full faith and belief that the president is not going to suppress democracy. He believes in democracy. I full faith he's going to let democracy go.
People of Maryland, as the governor has indicated so eloquently, deserve an up or down vote.
Yeah, as you know, the governor's advisory commission on redistricting behind closed doors voted 3-2 with Bill Ferguson and apparently the mayor of Cumberland the only no votes. But Moore's out there. He was trying to please the National Democrats. Mackenzie Frost caught up with him.
You've talked a lot about how this is really about making sure that Marylanders have a fair map. How do you square that with what we're hearing from National Democrats? Is this really part of a strategy for National Dems?
Well, I didn't hear what National Dems said about the map, but I'm really proud of the work that the Governor's Redistricting Advisory Commission did, because they spent the past 2 months actually listening to Marylanders.
Do you really need to hear it to tell what they thought or what they said? How disingenuous is that? I didn't really hear what the National Dems said. Frost continues to push more about his so-called Mr. Transparency label.
Obviously, it's part of a bigger strategy for National Democrats. You just met with the minority leader yesterday on Thursday in Capitol Hill. Why not be upfront with Marylanders about what this is about?
I'm very upfront, and I've been upfront. This is about Marylanders making sure that our voices are heard and that our democracy is not being determined by anyone else.
And that's, word salad, which is his specialty. And then as you asked, the reason why this redistricting bill was being pushed so hard.
That is actually the reason that I put together a bipartisan redistricting commission, where their job is actually to listen to people.
The point of this is not disenfranchising people. The point is enfranchising people.
So would you be okay if the map ended up being 5-3?
I just want to make sure that Maryland has fair maps.
Yeah, it's really fair now, right? 7-1. How much more fairer could it get? Mackenzie then caught up with Bill Ferguson.
Look, I appreciate their thoughts and advice.
Are you concerned that we're going to see more pressure from Democrats across the country on you and your members to put this up for a vote?
I feel confident with where we are and where we stand. We have a job to do. We have to focus on delivering for Marylanders, and that's what we're going to do.
Do you believe the governor is being honest about the motivations behind this?
It's a question for the governor. All I can say is that I know that the Maryland Senate is unified.
Oh, they're unified. It's going to be an interesting battle if it passes over in the House. And if the Ferguson folk, some 24 out of 34, vote against this redistricting bill. McKenzie also caught up with the minority leader over for the Republicans, Jason Buckle.
Is this really about fairness for Marylanders, you believe?
Of course not. It's not about fair districts. It's about reaching a preconceived result so as to appease Hakeem Jeffries, who wants to become the next Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Bingo. That's exactly what this is all about. So you can weigh in on that if you want, but we'll see. Maybe tomorrow is when either there'll be a live hearing or probably a virtual hearing. I don't think anybody. That's what they like to do. They like to do stuff online now and behind closed doors. That is their specialty. All right, coming up next, Governor Moore's office ignores the SNAP whistleblowers while Comico County votes to implement 287G while Democrats are trying to ban it. You're listening to Casey and Company. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. At least a dozen deaths are being blamed on the massive winter storm that's spreading snow and ice from the southwest to New England, also ushering in dangerously cold temperatures. Jordan Nalen is a former New Yorker, a recent arrival in Little Rock, Arkansas.
This is my first, winter here. It's not too cold. It's not bad. I'm prepared for that with all my clothes, but just not having anything plowed is blows my mind. I'm just oh wow. When it snows, you're stuck. I think that's the biggest, change for me.
Could be days before power is restored to hundreds of thousands of utility customers who've been left without. And people are being urged to stay home and stay safe.
Don't get on the road unless it's necessary, but do please reach out to your friends and family and make sure they are okay.
Okay, that's Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves. Roughly 4,700 flights canceled or delayed so far today. Bitter cold not keeping anti-ICE agitators from taking to the streets of Minneapolis, where they continue harassing federal agents trying to enforce immigration law. President Trump is urging Minnesota officials to cooperate with the feds instead of pouring gasoline on the flames of division, chaos, and violence.
On social media, the president called on the Minnesota governor, Minneapolis mayor, and, quote, every Democrat governor and mayor in the United States of America to cease their sanctuary policies and partner with the federal government on enforcement of immigration laws. On Truth Social, he also called on Congress to, quote, immediately pass legislation to end sanctuary cities, which he says are the root cause of all these problems. Ken Lorman reporting.
On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures currently down 10 points. NASDAQ futures off 47. This is SRN News.
Listen closely. If your retirement funds include an IRA or 401k, this matters right now. The stock market is at an all-time high. The dollar is under pressure. Interest rates are heading down. And leading economists are warning that the global financial system is changing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 right now to get your free gold investment guide valued at $49, plus your free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Investors across America are turning to gold and silver with Advantage Gold. Right now, silver is flashing a signal you can't ignore. Silver prices have been rising sharply, and history shows when silver moves, it can move fast. Learn more before this window closes. Call 800-900-8000 right now to get your free precious metals rollover kit. Find out about a tax and penalty-free rollover in 2026. Gold and silver can surge when the economy shifts, and they don't wait for permission. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so we mentioned earlier, we were saying that if you had a problem on the interstate or whatever roadway you're on and you had to get off the road, or you just kind of veered off the road a little bit and hit this wall of ice in the median right here at Frederick Road. Apparently, that's what this one guy did a couple of minutes ago, and hit that and damaged the front end. It's just like hitting the Jersey wall. It's just solid ice. We just saw the salt truck and the plow come down and hit that. But when he did that, of course, a lot of that stuff ended up in the left-hand lane. So if you're traveling the Beltway, you're coming down towards Frederick Road, you'll see where the better lane is. It's on the right side, and the speeds are about 40, 45 would be a good speed right now for the traffic through there. So again, that's the outer loop coming up to Frederick Road. They were clearing that vehicle from the left-hand lane. The right tube is still blocked, and they're still working on a problem southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Very light traffic, but only the left tube is open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Definitely an icy start to your Monday morning. We are weather alert again, not only today, but also on Tuesday for dangerously cold temperatures as more Arctic air filters in. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 18 degrees in Pikesville and 19 in Edgewood. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A number of organizations and schools are closed throughout the state of Maryland. Anne Arundel County Public Schools are closed, along with the government office and senior activity centers. District Court of Maryland for Anne Arundel County also closed. Baltimore City Community College closed. Baltimore Public Schools are closed, along with the Circuit and District Court. Baltimore County Schools are closed today and tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday. Baltimore County Circuit Court and government offices are closed, along with the libraries. Coming up on Carroll County, they are closed today. Carroll County schools are closed. Health Department and government offices in Carroll County also closed. CCBC, all campuses are closed. Cecil County schools are closed. Coppin State University closed. Harford County schools are closed today and tomorrow. That's Monday and Tuesday. Harford County schools are closed. Today, Harford Community College is closed, along with government and public library. Harford Day School is closed. Harford Transit Link closed. Howard Community College closed. Howard County schools are closed today and tomorrow. That's Howard County schools closed Monday and Tuesday. Notre Dame of Maryland University closed today. Roland Park Country School closed. Towson University closed, and University of Baltimore are closed. And outside of a few possible flurries today, the largest snowstorm to roll through Baltimore since 2016 has passed. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 734. The pick 4-0-2-9-3. 8:06 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05, brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, a costly decision by Broncos head coach Sean Payton may have cost his team a chance at the Super Bowl. Denver deep in New England territory early in the second quarter, up 7-0, with a chance to make it a two-possession game. On 4th-and-1 from the Patriots 14, Sean Payton opts for aggression and fails instead of kicking the field goal. A literal third-quarter blizzard made offense impossible, and eventually the Patriots slipped and slid away with a 10-7 win and a berth in Super Bowl 60. And then last night in Seattle, the unthinkable. Sam Darnold is a Super Bowl quarterback. The much maligned, well-traveled Darnold, who was picked 29 spots ahead of Lamar in 2018, threw for 346 yards and three touchdowns as the Seahawks held off Los Angeles 31-27 the final. And so who would have thought Drake May in his second year and Sam Darnold make the Super Bowl before Josh Allen and two-time MVP Lamar Jackson? A couple local notes on that, former Terp Stephon Diggs making his first Super Bowl appearance, and St. Francis High School's Blake Corum, a running back with the Rams, has been denied. And finally, Minnesota sports teams joining calls for peace. The Twins, Vikings, Wild, Timberwolves, Lynx, and the Minnesota United Football Club signing an open letter calling for peace and urging collaboration between state, local, and federal officials. This action following confrontations between protesters and federal law enforcement officials in Minnesota. Coming up in 30 minutes, coaches come and coaches go in Baltimore. And that is Sun on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
All right, it is a third hour here of Casey and Company. And if you just are joining us now, I'm icebound inside the Casey bunker here this morning. Not a single plow as of 8 o'clock this morning has been down my street. I live in a small court in the edge of Owings Mills in Bricetown or the cross street nearest to it, so it is a sheet of ice, and nobody gets out. So that is, hopefully they'll get to it sometime today, and so we will get back in studio tomorrow. But we're still here bringing you everything that you need to know, especially what's going on here in Maryland with the governor's office has been notified by snap whistleblowers that his folks, his team, were either conspiring to delay the error rate. I think Alaska's got a 25% error rate with SNAP. They're the highest. I think we're second highest at 14%. And so there's a loophole in the One Big Beautiful Bill, which went into action earlier this month, in which if you are have a high error rate, that you can delay paying that $240 million penalty that Maryland is due. And that's just exactly what we didn't need right now with a budget deficit. And the governor's office, you know, basically poo-pooing this idea that there are folks within whistleblowers, some who have been terminated, by the way, that tried to blow the whistle on what they were scheming at the agency, Department of Human Services, et cetera. So whistleblowers now are speaking out, and the governor is not. And here's what one whistleblower told Fox News over the weekend.
It is misleading Marylanders, because no investigation took place. No inquiry was made. No authentic, genuine, or even basic fact-finding was done. So for him to claim that those allegations are patently false is just untrue. It's untrue.
Governor IDGAF, it's amazing. They've been calling their hands in the cookie jar, and they're playing games with it. Fox 45's a spotlight on Maryland, breaking this story. And, again, Brooke Conrad, who's doing the reporting for Spotlight on Maryland, said they have not heard back from the governor's office.
Last Wednesday, they told me they would have more information on Thursday or Friday, but we didn't hear from them. And then I followed up again this week and still haven't gotten a response.
Okay. So, again, he just doesn't give a fudge, right? That's why you don't get responses from this governor. Only if it affects his presidential ambitions. That's when you get him to perk up and pay attention. But Conrad told us that apparently there is a maybe official, unofficial federal investigation into what's going on here in Maryland.
Well, we're now hearing from another former DHS employee that special agents from the U.S. Department of Agriculture Office of Inspector General showed up at their doorstep this week. That person had previously confirmed to me that the whistleblower's allegations in an interview with me. The former employee told me they don't know why the governor said there was an investigation, since this person said they've never been interviewed about this by anyone in state government.
So Minnesota may be the tip of the iceberg, $100 billion before all is said and done. The level of fraud in Minnesota, California's bad, Illinois is bad, New York is bad. And I got news for you. Maryland is bad, too. We just don't know how bad it is as of yet. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, this Monday morning rush hour. It's a cold one, and Chuck's got all the latest detours and details for you, Chuck.
All right, so this area 50 again, it's a little hard to explain why. Everything else on 50 from the Severn River Bridge over towards the Bay Bridge, not bad, but now I'm over here at Davidsonville Road. It was just at 50 at Rutland Road and over again towards I-97, and the roadway is just not in good shape. The ramp traffic is not good. There's a single travel lane, and there's enough cars on the roadway that if they had to move either one way or the other, they'd be in big trouble. So I don't know exactly what's going on, but the roadway conditions are not good right in that area west of Annapolis on 50. Further up near I-97 and coming down I-97, the pace is actually okay. They've had a problem, and they say they're doing utility work. I don't know if they had a water leak or what happened, but the right tube is still closed at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's not a big problem right now, but once that is done, that's all turned to ice in the right tube. They're going to eventually have to deal with that situation. Actually, a pretty good job on the Beltway. The salt trucks and the plows are still clearing a lot of the shoulder areas now along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast cold, and it's going to be bone-chilling cold at least, well, looks all the way through until next Tuesday, before we may get a chance to rise above freezing. So cloudy today to partly cloudy conditions. Sun trying to peek through a little bit here this morning. Again, we're looking at a high today about 24, and tonight's low 6. Just amazing, isn't it? Right now it's 19 in Parkville, and from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. It is time that we celebrate America's 250th birthday. And America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. For that perfect smile, call for your appointment today, the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100. So on this day in history, in 1837, Michigan became the 26th state of these United States. 1861, during right before the Civil War, Louisiana seceded from these United States. 1875, ever wonder who invented the electric dental drill? Was patented by George Green of Kalamazoo, Michigan. So we can thank George for the electric drill. 1915, President Woodrow Wilson signed legislation establishing Rocky Mountain National Park in Colorado. In 1918, to promote food conservation during World War I, the U.S. government called for one meatless day, two wheatless days, and two porkless days each week. We need to save our stuff for the troops and be able to feed everybody at home at the same time. 1998, in response to allegations that he had an affair with former White House intern Monica Lewinsky, U.S. President Bill Clinton, a.k.a. Sick Willie, declared, "I did not have sexual relations with that woman." I remember that. And in 2009, a 33-year-old single California mother, Nadia Suleiman, who already had six children, gave birth to eight babies, only the second set of octuplets ever to be born alive in the United States. She became known as Octomom. And finally, 2020, a sad day, L.A. Lakers icon Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna Bryant, were among nine killed in a helicopter crash in Calabasas, California. That's the way it looked on this day in history. America 250, brought to you by our friends at Smile Design Center.
WCVM, Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, so we're talking about the SNAP whistleblowers, and I don't know the exact number. I've heard three, could be as many as five. We do know one was terminated. We do others are not identifying themselves or disguising their voices and aren't appearing on camera because they're afraid of retaliation. We heard just heard from that former DHS employee saying that the governor, no investigation at all took place, that the governor is misleading Marylanders. No inquiry, no authentic, genuine, or basic fact-finding was done whatsoever. And I would think another former DHS employee who previously confirmed the whistleblower's allegations in an interview with Spotlight said the inspector general for the Ag Department showed up at their doorstep because it involves food stamps, and that comes through the FDA and the Ag Department. I'm sorry, through the Ag Department itself. So, again, we're looking at potential unemployment benefits scandal. Could be as much as $1.3 billion in fraud. The other, of course, is this food stamp fraud. We're just the education funds in Maryland. Everywhere you look, and as I've said repeatedly for decades, Maryland needs a forensic enema, meaning an audit of all departments, because the protocols are different for every agency. The Democrats don't care; they just appropriate the money to make sure it gets back to their voters, to their constituents, to their teachers' unions, et cetera. They don't care how it's spent. They don't care where it goes. I mean, we keep telling some of this. That unfortunately, as we've seen in Minnesota with the Somalia daycare centers, the actual children that were supposed to be benefiting from this got left holding the bag. And I suspect the same thing is happening here in Maryland. Democrats don't care. That's why President Trump came in and started DOGE. Republicans do care where tax dollars are going and how they're being spent. You talk about a difference in complete philosophy. You can see the two there are just way out of whack, no doubt. All right, 410-922-6680, our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. And the best of Casey and Company is available each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook page and Rumble pages. It is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, and we'll be back with more in just a moment.
WCBM Baltimore.
Lori and Harmony Hall opened up a memory care program in their community, and I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. Victoria, Harmony Park has a more supportive staffing model than other memory cares. Can you tell us what that looks like?
Absolutely. So when Lorian first started out with making a memory care program, we wanted to think about how we could be different from other places and much more supportive to our residents. So Lorian's history is in skilled nursing. So skilled nursing always comes with very robust staffing. So for our memory care program, we wanted to have a very similar model. So we have what's called a skilled nursing staffing model for our memory care. When we built it, we started out with having a programming director who is only focused on the activities in our memory care. We also have a clinical director who is only focused on the clinical side of our memory care. A lot of places will just have one person overseeing the whole thing, but we thought it was enough for two. We also have multiple staff members who are just focused on care, and they report to our clinical director. And we also have an extremely robust staff for our activities programming. So that comes with people who, multiple people working day shift, and we keep going with our staffing for activities until 8 p.m., which is also very unique. We also have a program that we do with the Howard County High Schools for students who are training to be CNAs. So they come into our memory care specifically and do activities with our residents on top of the activity staff.
What is the ratio?
So the ratio, honestly, would probably be about 1 to 5.
Wow.
Because of the amount of people that we have in our memory care program at all times.
That is an incredible number. And if you need more information on Harmony Park at Lorien Harmony Hall, then all you need to do is log on to LorienAssistedLiving.com. That's LorienAssistedLiving.com. Once again, LorienAssistedLiving.com.
And we are back. On KC & Company, time once again for traffic weather on the threes at 823. The king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Here's one I haven't seen for a while. The Susquehanna underneath I-95, completely frozen and snow-covered.
Wow.
Just amazing. Solid white from one shoreline to the other. I haven't seen that. I don't know how many years that's been. But there it is, folks. If you're going across, take a look down. Might not see this one for a while, but completely ice-covered and now snow-covered. The bridge itself, clear. They've done a very good job here. Another salt truck is coming northbound right now. Just saw another one going south. So in the elevated areas with the temperatures like it is, they're still salting and making sure that we have a little grip on some of the roadways. They've done a really good job on the interstates for the most part. Some of the shoulder areas, a little bit suspect. But if you have to go, and some people do, you have to go, you have to travel, whatever. The airports are all still closed. But if you have to travel, you can get around on the major roadways once you get to it. You have to be concerned with the shoulder areas, and you can't just go run off onto the shoulder because they're ice covered. Some of the ramps are still bad, and that one area through Annapolis is not good on 50 between I-97 and out towards the Prince George's County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Park 25 Weather Authority forecast cold, and it's going to remain cold at least for another week or so. Highs only in the 20s, lows in the single digits. We do have a look, maybe some slight chance of precipitation again next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, but we'll know more later during this week. We're still digging out here in the Baltimore metro area. Cloudy right now, 20 degrees in Pasadena. And I think for the most part, I think you look at the major thoroughfares are pretty clear, albeit maybe limited in some of the lane access, things of that nature. It is the side streets, the neighborhoods, which are not. And again, this is not directed towards the plow drivers and so on and so forth, because they're working hard. They're doing everything they can to get these streets cleared. But I have not seen a plow on my street. And again, I'm up near Reisterstown, and I haven't seen one as of 8 o'clock this morning. Not one has come by. My court, a small court, well, five homes on the court, and up on the, literally about 100 yards away is the cross street. Not a single plow there as well. I imagine most folks who live in the county are in the same boat. And so it's something that one has to wonder what kind of, we knew the storm was coming. It was, I think the meteorologist hit it right on the head. And then we, 7 to 9 inches is what Amy Aronson, our Fox Weather Authority meteorologist, told us, and I think she was right on the mark. And then she said it would change over to sleet, and then the freezing rain. That happened. So we knew exactly what we were going to be dealing with, thanks to Amy and others at Fox 45. So why weren't we better prepared at the local level? That's the question. We pay a lot of property taxes for things like trash removal. I got to tell you, I've noticed the overall level of service in Baltimore County has gone down since the Democrats have been in charge. Some are better than others. I think Kathy Stelfmeyer is just out to lunch. She held some press conference on Friday, which left me shaking my head. It took me until last week to get my Christmas tree recycled. it. He repeatedly missed it, left it. I had a call repeatedly to ask him to come get it. They finally did. I guess they took it out with a regular trash. So this is all part of the, are we getting the best bang for our buck? And then the Baltimore County Council, we learned, they want to double their pay raise. They want to double their salary. Now, this was done by the Baltimore County Advisory Board, of all people. But, you know, just it's amazing to me that we have, they're looking at it going from like, you know, $69,000 to $140,000 for county council, and from the county chair going from $77,000 to upwards of $150,000, $160,000. And I think, you know, they're kind of hiding behind, well, it wasn't us. It was the county advisory board that did it. Well, I guess, you know, who serves in the pleasure of the county? So I would be an immediate no on any increase for county council right now until they get their act together. And for the county executive, I would dock her pay at this point as well. All right, coming up right after the 8:30 news, we're going to talk about two stories, very important stories. One is, of course, Ben Berquam. If you don't know him, he's a reporter for Real America's Voice, covers immigration issues. He was in Baltimore at the Enoch Pratt Free Library last week, and he was at an open forum, public meeting, where he was harassed and intimidated and harangued by intolerant leftists at the Enoch Pratt Free Library until they booted him out of this public meeting. They canceled the meeting so they could boot him out, and then they would reconnect. So we'll have that story for you. And just as Maryland Democrats are thinking about canceling or terminating the 287G program, it passed in Wicomico County. We have that story for you coming up next as well. So stick with us here on Casey and Company. It's coming up on 8:30. Time for our latest news headlines. Once again, with a complete update and rundown of school closures, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Anne Arundel County government is closed. Anne Arundel County senior activity centers are closed. Anne Arundel County public schools are closed today. District Court of Maryland for Anne Arundel County is closed as well. Baltimore City Community College closed. Baltimore City public schools are closed, along with the Circuit Court and District Court. Baltimore County schools closed Monday and Tuesday. Baltimore County Circuit Court, government, and public libraries closed. Carroll County government closed. Carroll County schools closed today. CCBC, all campuses are closed. Cecil County schools are closed today. Coppin State University closed. Harford Community College closed, along with government and public library. And the Harford County schools are closed today and tomorrow. Harford Day School is closed today. Harford Transit Link also closed. Howard County schools closed Monday and Tuesday. Notre Dame of Maryland is closed today. Rollin Park Country School closed. Towson University closed, and University of Baltimore closed. BWI International Thurgood Marshall Airport continues to recover from Sunday's snowstorm. Hundreds of flights were canceled due to the storm. Nearly 200 airport employees and about 60 specialized vehicles have worked overtime to clear runways, taxiways, and roads. Travelers passing through BWI Marshall are hoping their flight statuses are updated with departures today and are encouraged to frequently check with their respective airlines. Snow accumulation totals in Baltimore and surrounding areas are in. As of late Sunday night, BWI Marshall reported over 11 inches of accumulation. In Baltimore City, Arlington reported over 8.5 inches, while Park Heights reported around 7 inches. In Baltimore County, Cockeysville and Edgemere reported over 10 inches, while Long Green had 8 inches. This past weekend, storms are having an effect on Baltimore City government operations as well. The time is 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/22/26. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report May 2025.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I was just looking at 95 in that area between White Marsh Boulevard and the City County line. The one thing that struck me is they're just now, and they really don't need to be in the express lanes. There's not a lot of traffic, but just now they're getting to the express lanes on both sides of 95. So that'll clear all that out and be ready for tomorrow or Wednesday. So there's no reason to be in paying any extra money to get away from any traffic, because there is none really on 95. But the contractors and the state highway crews are working right now in those express lanes. If you're over on the southwest and the west side of the city, a couple of accidents just shows you some of the secondary streets are having problems. Hilton Parkway at North Avenue, that gets really windy through there. And then there's a wreck reported now at Caton Avenue at Wilkins Avenue, also on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Definitely an icy start to your Monday morning. We are weather alert again, not only today, but also on Tuesday for dangerously cold temperatures as more Arctic air filters in. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management. Mike Mickens is in and Chris Horton is out. Talking about Ravens assistant coaches, Mickens being brought in by head coach Jesse Minter to be DB's coach in Baltimore. Mickens was the DB coach at Notre Dame, leading the Fighting Irish to a number one ranking in pass defense in 2024. Meanwhile, Ravens special teams coordinator Chris Horton joining John Harbaugh in New York. Offensive coordinator Todd Monken will accept the same position with Harbaugh if he loses out in Cleveland for the head coaching job. And former Ravens defensive coordinator Zach Orr now interviewing for the same position with the L.A. Chargers. Baseball news with pitchers and catchers reporting to Sarasota as early as February 9th. Fewer options now remain for the Birds in terms of acquiring an ace for the upcoming season. Framber Valdez is the top free agent pitcher available, but he'll be costly. 43-year-old Justin Verlander has been linked to Baltimore. Former Red Sox starter Lucas Giolito also still available, but the right-hander has been more closely linked to the Tigers, Yankees, and Padres. NBA, the Wizards lose their 9th in a row on Saturday night, 119-115 to the Hornets. And here's a note, the average age of the 5 Wizards starters was 20.64 years old. The youngest of any starting 5 lineup in the history of the NBA. Baltimore's Buck Carrington has 15 points and 8 assists in 32 minutes. Arena Soccer, the injury-ravaged Blast were beaten at home Saturday by the San Diego Sockers. 10-6 was the final. Blast fell to 4-5-2 on the season and into 6th place in an 8-team MISL. The recently re-signed Nelson Santana with a goal and an assist in his first game back. Other sports news, defending champion Madison Keys lost to former American Jessica Pegula in the 4th round of the Australian Open. Jessica Pegula's father, Terry, just fired Sean McDermott last week in Buffalo. President Trump said he won't attend the Super Bowl and also criticized Bad Bunny and Green Day. And finally, University of Miami linebacker Muhammad Toure will return to college for an 8th college football season. Birthdays, the great one Wayne Gretzky turned 65 today, born in 1961, the number 2 all-time goal scorer in NHL history. And on this day back in 1951, the pride of Sudlersville, Maryland, legendary first baseman Jimmy Fox was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Sudlersville is located in Queen Anne's County on Maryland's eastern shore. The time now is 8:38. When we return, college football has lost its way.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greeben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
Sean, we often joke about college sports and college football, I guess in general or in particular, about how it's really the college division of pro football these days. Well, here's a story for you. Carson Beck, starting quarterback for the Miami Hurricanes, in the national championship game against Indiana, came out last week and admitted that he has not attended one class at the University of Miami over the last 2 years. Beck was a four-year player at the University of Georgia, got his degree 2 years ago, transferred to the University of Miami, played there the last couple of years. Of course, Cam Ward was the starter 2 years ago. And Carson Beck didn't attend a class, Sean, and made $4 million last year as starting quarterback for Miami.
Did you say he has his degree?
He has his degree. He got his degree 2 years ago from the University of Georgia, and he entered the University of Miami as a grad student but didn't go to class.
So college football is now allowing people who have allegedly graduated or have their degrees to play at, you know, the extended amount of time. Is there a limit to this? Could they play into their mid to late 20s if they wanted?
Well, actually, there are some college football players that are playing at the age of 23 and 24. But also, part of the reason here is this is the last year of six-year eligibility for COVID. Remember, COVID kind of disrupted everything. And
right,
so they allowed
okay.
players, you know, to regain that year. And then there's, you know, another year that you can get back from COVID. So apparently this is the last year that a player would have 6 years of eligibility. Mm-hmm. And Carson Beck took advantage of it and made $4 million this year.
I remember the days when people would go to college to get an education and sometimes would play a sport for their college, not looking to be paid or but and again those were that was a long time ago, Gary.
I think those days are long gone, Sean, and tomorrow hopefully we're all back in studio, etc. I'll have some audio for you, some very interesting audio from Cam Scataboo, the running back for the New York Giants, talking about how rookies now are completely different than they used to be because they've already earned $3 and $4 million by the time they get to the NFL.
Yeah, I bet. Thanks, Gary. It's very interesting. Appreciate it. See you in the morning.
See you in the morning.
All right, it's coming up now here on KC and Company. We're at 8:40, and a leaked Signal group chat has exposed deep ties between Democrat officials, including Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and radical anti-ICE activists in Minneapolis. The private messaging group on Signal called Minnesota ICE Watch has allegedly been used to coordinate protests, issue marching orders, and even dox federal ICE agents during ongoing protests and riots in Minneapolis. The name of the group administrators were leaked after the group was infiltrated by conservative independent journalist Cam Higby. It was posted on X over the weekend. And one of the administrators of the group was Amanda Noel Kohler, a prominent protest organizer and former campaign strategist for Tampon Tim. Kohler, who goes by the code name Ha, H-A-H in the chat, listed one of the group's administrators, and the former Wall staffer has been actively involved in mobilizing volunteers to track and harass federal agents during Operation Metro Surge. The chat also has local politician David Snyder listed, as well as Minnesota State Senate candidate Anita Smithson as a dispatcher. So Minnesota Democrats are aiding and abetting Antifa and other activists to impede, interfere, and otherwise obstruct federal ICE agents from doing their jobs. I don't know where Pam Bondi is. I don't know where the FBI is. But all of these people need to be fully investigated. If found guilty of violating federal law, they need to be given the J6 treatment. Because remember, J6ers, many of whom just walked into a Capitol and weren't harassing anybody, got jail sentences for long periods of time. So, again, one of these days, look, President Trump has got a lot on his plate. I do not blame him. He's supposed to have people in these positions, in these jobs, that are supposed to be doing their jobs, and they're not. They are falling down on the job. We'll get into that here and some more. And by the way, Ben Burquam, he's coming up next. Real America's Voice reporter was in town last week. He attended a public forum for an anti-ICE public forum. And he just sat there with the camera on, was just taking in at all, and he was harassed, and they booted him out. They kicked him out because in Baltimore, they don't care about intellectual honesty or ideological diversity. They don't care. They want to ramrod their radical leftist Marxist pablum down all of our throats. And thank God for Ben Barkholm. So we'll hear from him in just a second. All right, now 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes, and here with an update on the Monday morning rush hour. It's been a challenging one. Is king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, they reopened the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and just about the time they opened it, I saw three salt trucks back-to-back go through there because that south end of that tunnel going down to Key Highway was complete ice. So they've salted that, and now the traffic should get that back into good shape through there. The left tunnel is open. The roadways there around 95 going into and out of the tunnels on 895, all the lanes are open. Again, they're out there working now in the express lanes. They'll get those open and be ready to go for tomorrow or Wednesday when maybe we get back to the normal rush hour once again. Just saw a bunch of salt trucks heading out onto the Bay Bridge once again. They're just making sure with these temperatures and these elevated roadways that the cold air gets underneath, and they have to keep an eye on that. But as far as the roadways west of there, it's still good. But that area along Route 50, as you're moving west of I-97 out towards Rutland Road and Davidsonville Road, is still not very good. One single lane, dead center of the roadway, and the ramp traffic through there is not very good, so definitely watch your speed. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cold weather advisory is in effect as cold Arctic air pushing into our area for the rest of the week, all the way into early next week. It'll be cloudy today, bitterly cold, high about 24. Right now it is 20 in Baltimore City. A rally against ICE at the central branch of the Enoch Pratt Free Library. We'll get to that in just a second. But right now it's time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
All right, our feel-good news segment brought to you by our friends at Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owingsville, for all your appliance needs. A group of volunteers with the Grace Point Church in Arkansas went to 80 apartments in the Whispering Pines complex on Thursday to show residents they care about them. The group delivered food and items needed to prepare the residents for the expected severe winter weather. Again, the volunteers in Benton and surrounding areas. Again, 80 different apartments. They handed out blankets, socks, food, soup, canned goods. They made sure their pets were taken care of as well. You know, we're an amazing country when we take care of each other, when we look out for each other. And so it's just amazing. We can do this for each other. It just is amazing to me that we can't seem to do it because of politicians in many of these jurisdictions and states. But to the church members in Benton, Arkansas, making sure their elderly and disabled neighbors have what they need as they confronted cold weather, kudos to you. And that is our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big-box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
All right, as I mentioned, there was a rally against ICE at the central branch of the Enoch Pratt Free Library, in Baltimore on Friday. Ben Barkholm, who had on the show before, I've reached out to him again, haven't heard back yet, but he attempted to sit in and was forcibly removed from a label. This event was labeled as open forum, open to the public. However, when they found out that he was a MAGA right-wing reporter, he was harassed, interfered with. People blocked his camera. They tried to take his camera. They harassed him. Not everyone, but most. And so finally, because he wouldn't turn his camera off, and they wanted to get the meeting started so they could plot their anti-ICE shenanigans, they shut down the meeting, and they tried to attempt to kick Ben out of the meeting along with his cameraman. Was he and one other guy that were at the meeting?
Why is nobody else being treated like this?
No one is out of my building.
some dwarf security guard, and they, these rent-a-cops, some of these are just, they're laughable in Baltimore City. Get out of my building. First off, it's not your building. Okay, you just happen to work there. Secondly, do you have any idea what the First Amendment entails? Another security guard comes up and kicks Burquam out. And listen when Ben asks why.
You're told to leave. You have to leave.
Based on what?
Because I don't know.
You got to hear that again. Based on what? I don't know. Here it is.
You're told to leave. You have to leave.
Based on what? Because I don't know.
I don't know, but you have to leave. Because my little dwarf security guard friend says, get out of my building. That's why. Just amazing. And so, again, look, it is clear to me the Enoch Pratt Free Library, there's nothing free about it, okay? It is a leftist ideological establishment. They don't care about intellectual honesty, intellectual diversity. It's their way and their way only. I applaud Ben Burquam. He was polite. He just said, I just want to be here. Well, the free exchange of ideas. What are you so afraid of? He did not harass anybody. He did not, of course, the left doesn't like to be filmed as they're secretly plotting to overthrow the government and the country. And that's the reason why I think he was kicked out of the library. Then we had this Howard County Councilwoman Liz Walsh, who was trying to out ICE everywhere they went over Howard County. There was one ICE arrest, but initially, she mistook Howard County police action over the ICE action. And here's Mackenzie Frost confronting Liz Walsh.
Did you feel responsible for potentially putting Howard County law enforcement at risk based on your social media posts?
No. In the past, I've gotten calls from the chief, not this particular chief, but his predecessor.
Wouldn't that put these ICE officers in harm's way?
No.
How? Given the tensions that we continue to see in communities.
The ICE officers are armed. Our citizens are not.
Yeah, well, whose fault is that? The left doesn't want you armed. And the guy that was armed was an absolute idiot. The guy that got shot and killed in Minneapolis had a concealed carry weapon permit with no ID. That's against the law, folks. And most law-abiding citizens know when you are approached by a police officer and you have a firearm, you tell them, hey, I've got a firearm. I have a concealed carry weapon permit, or I've got a firearm in the car. You know, again, we're upfront about it. We don't try to hide it. We certainly don't pull it and brandish. We certainly don't get into a skirmish with officials. Here's Liz Walsh, Howard County Councilwoman, prioritizing criminals over rights.
On that particular day, we probably got reports of ICE activity in four different locations.
Oh, ICE activity. That means they're removing criminals off the streets, Liz. Are you opposed to removing murderers and rapists and child predators off the streets of Howard County? Here's another Trump-deranged, delusional Democrat serving Howard County.
I don't need to document a credible concern at the moment.
No. I don't need to document any of it. I'm just going to shoot from the lip, as most of them do. All right, still to come, the J6 cop, Michael Fanone, has now completely gone unhinged. We'll share that with you in just a moment. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Need smarter office IT, print and marketing solutions? Explore Doceo's multifunction printers, Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at mydoceo.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour, Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
At the hearing of, again, they had persecutor Jack Smith there. J6 cop Michael Fanone was there telling Congress to go F themselves, flipping him off the bird. He wouldn't answer questions. Well, now he's gone completely off the deep end. Here is a J6 Capitol Police officer, former Capitol Police officer, launching a personal crusade against President Trump and the MAGA movement. And this is kind of dangerous stuff when you have former uniformed officers regurgitating this dangerous kind of rhetoric.
You talked about, we all saw it with our own eyes. I mean, listen,
I've said for a long time now, really since the election, the most recent election, that, you know, we're at a point in America where, like, I'm done convincing people. I don't give a shit if you believe what I say. I don't care if you've seen my body-worn camera footage and have a different opinion. I don't care. All I want to do is defeat my enemies. And anyone who sides with this administration is my enemy. They are the enemy of this democracy. They are the enemy of this country. They are enemy of the people who have compassion and empathy for their neighbors. They need to be destroyed, dismantled, and dismissed from our country.
Destroyed, dismantled, dismissed, defeat our enemies. Again, this guy is unhinged as many on the radical left are. It is very, very sad. Again, this is the kind of stuff that they're encouraging. Again, they're egging on people to commit violent actions against federal agents. They're in open rebellion. President Trump must squash this like a bug. Day 53, traffic weather on the three. Time once again with the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
So have you checked on your wife, see how she's doing with the shoveling of the driveway?
Well, I've got her and a bunch of other housewives in the court all out there now.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm sure of that. Maybe we should send them down to Route 50 here. I'll tell you what, I don't understand this. This area of 50, now I'm in Prince George's County, just went back over a little bit further. 50-301 over towards Rutland Road, Davidsonville Road, all the way to I-97 in Annapolis is still snow-covered. It's almost like they're the red-headed stepchild this morning. Everybody else has gotten cleaned out, but this area 50 between the Capitol Beltway 301 is still having a lot of problems through that area. That's one of the worst ones we've seen, and it's been that way all morning long. If you have to travel and you can get to the major roadways, you'll be okay. There will be some problems with some of the ramps. They're taking care of the elevated roadways, still salting and plowing, so you have to be aware that the big trucks are still out there and give them a wide berth and let them do what they have to do. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yep, sorry about that. A little bit of a dropout here at the home studio, so... again, first time all morning long. It's been pretty good, actually, tell you the truth. Everything is going on, so it is it's incredible. All right, so the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, as we mentioned, coming out of the traffic, it was going to be a cold week all the way till next Tuesday. That's when we're expecting to see maybe above freezing for the first time in a week or so, and then we got more precipitation maybe heading our way both Saturday and Sunday. So keep that in mind as well. Of course, is Kim there? Is Kim here ready for the Ortiz?
Yes.
If not.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Hi, Kim. How are you? You made it in. Good for you. You must have no ice in your neighborhood.
Yeah, no. Well, you know what, Sean? I got up yesterday. I shoveled at noon, and then I went back out again last night at 11, did some more shoveling. Because I want to keep my job, Sean. Yeah, no. I thought, man, I wonder if Sean's getting there, because I know the roads were much worse, much earlier. So they cleaned up a lot.
Yeah, they did. They've done a good job. I still haven't seen a plow down my court or my street.
Oh.
So it's, and again, yeah, most of the time you get through with a four-wheel drive, but it's nothing but a sheet of ice. So
Right.
I don't want to be one of those guys that goes out there, I can get through anything with my four-wheel drive, and then get stuck, and then you're pulling me out of it. So.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. There were two cars on the way here on 695. There were two cars that had hit the Jersey wall and spun out. So you didn't miss anything. It's probably good that you stayed home. Real quick.
Safe. What you got coming up on the show?
Yep. So at 10 o'clock, we'll be joined by Wacomico County Executive Julie Giordano. She had a big press conference on Friday talking about legal immigration. Of course, we'll ask her about the snow and what's going on out there. And then, of course, we're going to talk about Governor Wes Moore and what's the latest out of Minneapolis.
Yep, absolutely. And, of course, he and many other Maryland Democrats are just have bought completely into this anti-ICE fervor. That are encouraging the harassing and interfering and obstructing with federal agents. It's going to be interesting this week to see how President Trump plays this. So, all right, Kim, we'll stay tuned. Coming up next, right after 9 o'clock news. Appreciate that. All right, again, I want to thank these are kind of difficult times when we're not in studio. So Michelle has done an amazing job this morning. Thanks so much, Michelle. Maggie for her hard work, and Chuck as well, and Gary being on the phone. So it takes a lot to put these broadcasts on, and I just want to thank them, especially when we're out of our element on some of these things. So true professionals, are very blessed, very talented to have a great team working for you here on Casey and Company. Another great team is those at Audiology Associates. Dr. Melissa Sagib and her crew take a gentle and empathetic approach to hearing. And for any kind of hearing issue that you might be having, be it earwax or maybe some minor hearing loss or whatever it is, it starts as we age, you know, we do start to lose hearing. So get a benchmark hearing test sooner rather than later, especially if you're over 50.